Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Hey everyone, today is Thursday. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky, but before we get started introducing Mr. Tricky Ricky, I would like to let you know that if you have something to say or would like your voice to be heard, please press 1. If you have a lot of background noise going on, please mute your phone. Hello, Tricky Ricky. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I'm rushing to just getting through the door, trying to get situated. So hope everybody can bear with me for a minute. How are you doing this evening?
I am awesome.
That's good. That's
as usual.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank all involved in calling in and participating for today. As most know, we have another event going on this weekend where we got some guys coming from the South, Tony Bynes in particular. I don't know of any other big name people that's supposed to be coming from out of town, but that's a big enough name that carries enough weight that quite a few people should be gunning for, although the cars that he's bringing. So I hope we can accommodate him in some form or fashion and get him some races. My understanding, Tony is supposed to hit VMT Saturday and run William Brown's brother's G-Body. And William Brown himself is supposed to run Tony's car, I think the Moneymaker, if I'm not mistaken. But from the word I heard, I don't know if it's 100% true, was that the crank in the Moneymaker had broke, so they was going to pay the DP. But again, I'm not 100% sure. I will try here in a few minutes to get Tony Bynes on the phone and get his side of the story and see what he's doing. We had some grudge racing going on last week. Pretty interesting. We had Buck Harvey and his Camaro racing meat from down the road. And me has a Mustang now. And Buck Harvey gave me the back tie and the kick in the quarter, and he Buck Harvey beat me. And then you had Wicked Bird, who is seemed like Wicked Bird coming out the nest. He's going to making a lot of call outs, jumping on a lot of people's cases right now. LBM posted a video on Street Freaks where Wicked Bird called out about everybody again, which ain't new for him. He always calling everybody out. But he called out some pretty heavy names. said he wanted to run Chris Butler, Tony Hatton. That's just to name a few. And then he sent word to a fellow racer, Lamont, on Facebook to post up that he'd be at the track, and he wanted to call out a couple people. Or no, rather, if you wanted to lock in, or you're looking for action with him, you know, to post on there, and let's just say he got rave reviews, and you had Pete from the Horseman asking which car, or he could get three races from the Horseman, or which one did he want to pick, whether it be Kenny, Gene, or JC. Big Lou said he can get some action. Cubby said he can get some action from himself, Cubby, and Tony Hatton. So I think the man going to have his plate pretty full if anybody bite. But I was kind of hoping that, you know, considering that we got some guys coming from out of town, that we could leave the local stuff, you know, alone, set that to the side for right now, and, you know, just have the area stand up and represent against the out-of-towners for once, instead of waiting till the out-of-towners get here and then we all trying to jump on each other, you know, at that time. Understand it's a race where, you know, track prep might be ultimate and stuff like that, but, you know, sometimes you got to put that to the side and, you know, represent for your area. You got guys coming from the Midwest, Don Ye, who I was supposed to race with now, a crash at Camaro on the 4th at Capitol, and I won't have an engine for my own car till next week, so I'm going to miss out. But, you know, we got people coming from the South and the Midwest that think they just going to, you know, come to Maryland and walk through us. But I don't think we're going to have a problem with the Midwest dudes. They got three lug. He ain't nothing. He talk a lot, but he ain't really doing too much. Leon or Leroy, I keep getting them mixed up. I think Leroy is a fast car tomorrow that's coming from the Midwest. But I'm sure we're going to have something to accommodate him, too. And I don't know who else they bring. Donya, he okay, but we definitely got somebody here for him. I was supposed to run him also, but, again, I have no vehicle. But today, with all that said, part of the topic is, this came up on the 4th when Big George ran the Troublemaker about when was it okay for him to leave. So in a race where you're giving somebody the kick, what is fair or ample time for the person receiving the kick to leave? Hello? Okay. Ms. Foxbite, is that you? Well, we got somebody on the line already?
No, no one's on the line.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're giving someone the kick in the race, what is a fair enough amount of time for the person receiving the kick to leave to make the race doable between the two people? I had a race myself where I raced Chad, a.k.a. Super Slow Sting, and our stipulation was he had to leave after the green light came on, but within 5 seconds of the green light coming on. So some people don't want to do it that way. I think George was saying, you know, it shouldn't matter. He should be able to leave when he want to leave. But, you know, depending on the two people, that's always going to get stiffed and talked about. So just wanted to see what everybody else's opinion was on what they thought on the situation. So, Ms. Foster, I think you said we had one call in the queue already.
That's correct. Kevin, your mic is on.
What's happening, Rick? What's talk to me, man?
Not too much, man. Trying to get all situated here, man.
So you know, you apology, man. I they had me running last week. Now down in Laredo, Texas, last week, and was ripping and running. Made it to Alabama, man. There was some good racing going in Alabama. And everybody looked good. They had a good time. I mean, everybody just went up. Everybody had a good time.
That was down in the Montgomery Motorsports Park.
Yeah. We had a good time, dude. We had an excellent time. I pulled in there about 3 o'clock. And it just seemed like everybody who wanted to race, it wasn't that jib jabber. It was like, hey, let's race. You know, man, that's the best grader I've seen in my life. It wasn't like that USOB and BBB. Just that. It was like, hey, we're going to do it. Let's do it. And Tony Bynes put in a good show, and Dahl put in a good show, and DJ Grant. The Benz had his car there, but his driver wasn't here. But, you know, I mean, everybody was just exceptional. I mean, I only got to the boys in Alabama. Them
you
boys,
said Benz was there?
Yeah, Benz was there. But it's just the boys from Alabama, Ground and Pound was there, and the boys from Alabama, man, they just open arms, treat you good. Gonna race, I'm going to feed you. It was just a good time.
Benz was the one who had the crash on the 4th also, right?
Yeah, he had the crash at Mylan Dragway, and you know, we're glad he's okay, and he's doing good and everything else. But I talked to Biz for a quick second, and, you know, he's saying that he's doing good and everything else. So, you know, I just told him to pray to God that, you know, you're okay.
So his car wasn't tore up real bad?
No, it's total. He said it was total.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I hate when I do that. In other words, I'm trying to see if he was there with a car. Did he have another car, or he was just attending the race?
Yeah, Biz has a couple cars, but that particular car was his personal car he raced. But like he said, he told people tonight on his show that he was unfortunate. He's going to stay. You know, they call him a checkbook racer. They teased him. He had this car built, and Biz said, I'm going to stay in my lane. You know, I'm done. So, you know, I respect the man for it.
But,
you know, I just told him I was standing there when it happened. Let him know is, you know, people don't justify, you know, I find these videos do not justify. People get in these videos and look at people's cars. It's not justify what the car run. It's not justify the accident. It's justify nothing. You know, it just, you see the car, that's it. You really can't tell what the car run. You really can't tell what the car run. Because I've seen some cars, I've seen on videos down in Alabama, but I'm thinking, you know, he all right. They was goddamn tearing the mail.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to let you guys know tonight, just don't think if you see that video, you think you can get somebody, you better come correct.
Well, it was always told to me that you're never supposed to underestimate your opponent and always be able to have your opponent covered at least by 2/10. I know a lot of people don't use that you know, and as you said, you know, they'll just look at a video or something like that. And,
I was trying to get to, Rick, was that some people say the videotaping is messing up the game and all that. I don't think so. I mean, it's my personal opinion. I've seen guys run this weekend. I've seen guys run modern, just, you know, watching videos.
I
personally
wouldn't
there.
I wouldn't agree with that neither. I think if you want to race.
Right. If I said, I seen you run the Mustang, right? Now, just totally period. You the man. I mean, you know, that's my personal opinion. You know, I'm not saying what you said. I'm saying what I said. But, Rick, you carry the mail. You carry the mail. You know? You carrying the fucking mail. You
hey,
know?
Who that laughing at? Oh, wait now. We got somebody laughing now. Who's that laughing?
That was me, Rick. That was me.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Your number
okay,
one
okay,
fan.
Okay, you get a pass,
hey,
Mark.
Monster. Now, Monster, can I get your autograph? I seen you on the video this week. Messing with Joe. We need to get Logan Jones tonight to talk to you. But, Monster, you look like, as I said, a stand-up guy. I think ESPN about to sign you a contract.
Nah, man, I'm staying with the brothers and the sisters here in D.C., you know? It's funny. We've had people call and want us to get in. I tell them, I said, you know, my thing is, what we do is for the people in D.C., the people
right.
in New York, New Jersey. I mean, you know, when you watch that clip.
Well, we do it for all. We do it for all.
Yes.
It's not D.C., whatever. I mean, we do it for all. You know, and when the videos come out, you know, we hope they go, hey, I had a guy call me, oh, man, I fucked Tricky Rick. I said, okay, when you get ready, just let me know you go to that race, and I'll be there. I know I'm betting money on. You know,
hey, we
and
know
I was
talking
Rick about videos. I mean, for him to do what he did, my money's on Rick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the white boys, man. The white boys look good. They looked so damn good. I talked to Phil and do some Phil. I'm gonna tell you another person, butt naked, man.
Yeah, I need to call
Trigger Man. Trigger Man looking good with his Mustang. He looking real good with his Mustang. He looking real good. There's a guy named Turbo Tim, Alabama. Turbo Tim is looking excellent. I mean, they got all of them. DJ Grant, everything's all looking good. It was just as they say, as my daddy say, it's your time. So, you know, who won, who lost, it was your time.
DJ Grant out there racing early during the day?
No.
So he said, like I said,
I pulled in at 3 o'clock when I got there. I talked to DJ, talked to Buck Nugget. Actually, when I got in there, I called Uncle Larry. And Uncle Larry, I was looking for Uncle Larry, and I was supposed to meet them there. And they had told me that Leroy had an accident to a car up. So, talk to him. Leroy is good. He's okay, but car's total, you know. But it was just, you know, I mean, we got to look out for each other, you know. I mean, we comment, we talk about, you know, this person, that person. But when it happens to somebody, you're like, hey, man, is they okay? You know, send my prayers out to them. But, yeah, when I got there that day, Uncle Larry said he didn't want to tell me because, you know, everybody know I drive trucks, so I get up the road. So they didn't want to tell me, so I could, you know, say it hurt for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Leroy and Larry, and, you know, Leroy said he's doing good, and Uncle Larry said, you know, it just, you know, it happens, you know. And I was just, you know, thankful that everybody's okay and everything. It was good, you know, and that was basically it. I mean, other than that, Alabama, man, I'm telling you right now, Alabama, they got some boys on there, got a Cutlass. This old Cutlass is raggedy as hell. It got steel wheels on the front, factory rims on it, but some old raggedy rims on the back of some slicks. That damn thing got a 1.5-inch exhaust on it. And they run up to the boy at the starting line and say, hey, man, you know, you got to put your helmet on. Something like that to him. You know, I watched him motioning. And he did something, so I let him go. That goddamn thing left out the gate. I said, oh, shit.
And what kind of car was it?
Old Cutlass.
Oh, yeah,
they big on the body, I mean, that damn thing, man, I'm sitting there listening to it. When they tell him the motion, you know, tell him about his helmet there, but he pushed up the line, you know, I let him go. But, man, that boy tearing that car, it was sounding nasty. When he's got the burping through the motor, it's like getting clearer and clearer and clearer. He bumped in and turned the bottom light on and let him go. That damn thing was carrying the mail. So, you know, just to say, I want to tell everybody, you know, we all having a good time doing this. Keep doing it, but don't estimate nobody where they're from and where they're at.
Right.
And I stopped in Natchez, Mississippi, visiting my family way up there from Laredo, Texas, up to the race. I met the Natchez boys. Man, they put on a show for me. Took me out to dinner and everything. Them boys had the cars out on the street. Man, look at this. I'm watching. Them boys got a little strip out there. I had a good time with them. Had a damn good time with them. So I want to say to Natchez boys, thanks, man. Good looking out, you know. Fed me and everything else. We had a good time.
I hear you. So, Marshall, what's your famous word for this weekend?
Oh, man, it's showtime. It's showtime. So we got, of course, you heard Tony Bynes coming. I've been on the phone with Donye for the last couple of days. So Joe worked on a couple of races with him.
He's texting me right now, talking shit.
Tony Bynes wants him to take off the Willie bars. I need everybody to text Tony Bynes and tell him, let's get this done. You know?
Let's stop all the bullshit. Tony is the man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony got an accident because he handicapped his car. Don't ask the man to handicap his car. Just do the race, man. Do it. Let him come let you come. Stop all the climbing bullshit. Tony, you my boy. I'll tell you as we get, but just come on, man. Stop the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I have a I got a secret weapon. I just got a text from that's gonna pull in on the grounds. So either way, he's gonna get some action. Yeah, I got two secret weapons. One just text me, and they're testing tomorrow night, and on 28th. And they told me if they get down the track like they think they can, that they're gonna set in his door. I said, oh my gracious.
This wouldn't be the same gentleman that posted that he was looking for some action this weekend, would it?
No.
Still ain't got the inside track.
I can tell you this much, Rick. It's a red firebird. We're going to leave it at that, all right?
Okay.
Yes, sir. And then the other the other car called me, the Maryland Assassin, so they're going to test on them, too, to see how it goes. So, yeah, I tell them I appreciate whatever. But, Tony, I talked to Tony yesterday on Wild Man Show, and he made it clear that he coming with a couple cars, and he hoped that these boys get it straight. But Donye told me today that he wants to run Tony heads up, but he don't want to take the willy bars off. And like he said, and I can respect that, what you said, Kevin. It's about
the safety issue.
Yeah, and Donye, man.
Oh, wait a minute. So now, me being the host, so I understand who you talking about and what you're saying. Who don't want to take the willy bars off, Tony Bynes or Donye?
Donye
does not want to take them off. He says if they run Tony, he says he wants to run them heads up.
Wait a minute. You just gave me some ammunition because Donye was supposed to come here and run me with no willy bars in 29. So why would he want Tony to take his willy bars off? I mean, why would he not want to take his willy bars off to run Tony, but he would do it with me?
You got to look at this way. You know, Donye's concept to certain aspects as well as yours is he feels comfortable with his car running with the willy bars. Okay, let me get this. I'm going to tell you a story. It's about 4 years ago. He raced, I want to say Tony Butts and them, but they call him something else. He raced them. And I don't give some guys willy bars. I'm just saying. I like Donye. Everybody thought they had him beat, but Donye lost. So, you know, Donye's car slapped the willy bars 3 times and Boyce was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't get into what people that say, you got to take your willy bar off. That's where your car is set up. If my car is set up, I know my car run that number. If I think my number is better than your number, I'm going to run you. And I'm not just speaking up for Donye. I'm not just, you know, saying that he's going to outrun him, but that's like when you got your car set up. You know, oh, I'm going to tell you, take a nitrous off your car, run me head up. Don't even change the time or nothing. Come on, get out of here. Get back. We got to stop this, dude. We're not seeing no racing. We getting this. It's basically coming to class racing. I tell you, take your. If you don't want to race me, if I don't race you, then be done with it.
You know?
That's all I'm saying. It's bike racing class. It's grudge class racing.
Uh-huh.
Hey Rick, you know, one thing I did want.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kevin. Go ahead, but
No. You. I know what you're about to say, and you're gonna say it. That's actually what I'm saying.
Now, what? One thing I did want to acknowledge, Rick, when I heard your topic about the, I wanted to touch on that with you, Kevin, on the when a guy gets the kick. Me personally, I think they should have that agreed upon with the DP man, and the DP man takes out a lot of what's going on now. Everybody's mass confusion at the end of a race.
Right.
So if you're
yeah.
DP man, you set up no time. Me personally, if I'm right, you giving me the kick, I'm telling you flat out, I leave when I'm ready. That's the advantage
right.
of having the kick, you know, because if you outgunned.
Yeah.
And a boy, I mean, let's face it, ain't nobody sporting nothing under 706 inches no more.
Except
they didn't figure out how to get them monsters down the track. You hear me?
We don't haul out some numbers because I mean we got guys who got smaller motors and they hang there and doing it. But you know we don't haul out numbers. But
I apologize.
I agree with you saying, but
there are a few.
But, you know,
there are quite a few gigantic.
Well, you know what? I want to say this. Now, watching a video with Gutted Picks this week, Tippy Toe. Tippy Toe is coming back out. I seen Tippy Toe a couple years ago in the video, him and Pro Stock Joe getting into it. And Tippy Toe told Pro Stock Joe, he said, you know what? He said, go get that motherfucker. That you damn right. Everybody knew it, right? But I respected Tippy Toe from that day. When I seen the video come out, I said, this man ain't playing. This man gonna do what he's coming back. He wants to do what he said he's gonna do. And he's just not saying, I don't know somebody in New York or, man, he said, anybody, I say that we can do it, let's do it. For respect for it, you know what I mean? It's like with Rick. Rick has never, people go in there and find, oh man, Tricky Ricky, you know, I ain't never seen Rick, as long as I know him, to pull somebody out their gate or talk shit to him. But the man ain't, you know what I'm saying? Come on. He got a show every Thursday night. Why should I call him in? But you want to talk to him behind his back on the internet? He got a show every Thursday night. Call in and talk to him.
Well, that's what you would call a reality, but I don't think everybody lives in the real world.
Yeah, that's true there.
Well, you
but
know,
hey, Kevin,
mm-hmm.
Rick got something, though. I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out the bag. Long
Uh-oh.
Island Joe is doing a race in Fayetteville on July 27th,
mm-hmm.
and Joe told me today he going to take Rick hostage and bring him down there so that them boys in the South can get a taste of what they've been asking for a while.
Yeah.
I told Joe, I said I gotta steal him away from the barbershop for a day or two, but
the race I would love to see. This is the race I wanna see. Now let's cut from North Carolina down. Consider them the South. I mean, you know, you guys think about it. Consider them the South. Bring everybody from Detroit, the Midwest, the team over Maryland, New York. And that's the true. That's me. That's the true North face to South. That's just me personally.
Technically, yes, you're right.
You know, think about it. That's the true North face to South. So let's find a new track. You know, let's find a new track to go to, and let's get down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's count numbers in. Let's count. See where I'm not saying that we're gonna whoop their ass, but damn it, we got
right, this was the problem. Or this is the problem that I see why the North can't compete with the South. This is my personal opinion. So don't nobody take it to heart. It's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. No,
The North does not stick together when they go out of town or when they even have out-of-towners come to their town. Like the South guys do.
Right.
When guys in the South go out of town to race or go to another area, even if it's in the South, you know what I'm saying? Especially when they come north, them guys stick together. Northern guys can't seem to stick together to save their life.
Right.
If their life was on the line, they will all die.
Right. Rick and Munch, let me tell you a story. Now, I'm coming to track, right? And I'm thinking, you know, everybody from north that said they're going to be there, right? So the guys go, hey, man, what's going on, Kev? Oh, not too much. Where Wayne at? Where Leroy at? Where's Cousins at? And I'm like, well, they said be here. Ain't nobody here but you. So I turn around. I want to find my boy from Ducking the Law. I said, man, shit ain't going good for me, so I got you covered. So it's DJ Greg, but nigga, oh, man, we got you covered. You're good. You know, but just said, like you said, the guys, you know, if we can do that one race, if we can promote that one race, we're going to see who the true North and versus the South. That's what it's about. They can't just divide us and say, well, we want Detroit, Illinois to invade the South or the South invade Detroit, Illinois. No, you forgot. We got New York, Connecticut, Maryland. They're part of North.
Yeah. So,
and we need to get this race going.
The race that you want to see isn't per se this person versus that person. You want to see the true North versus the southern race, the northern race
right.
versus the southern race.
Right.
Okay. Well, give me 1 second. We got a new call in the queue. Oh, well, go ahead. What you saying?
Rick.
Go ahead. Yeah, finish what you're saying, Kevin.
I only want to just add a couple things. I've been listening for a while, and I've been watching a lot of races all my life. And this is what I got to say. I mean, you got to get from the beginning to the end. You know, you got to start from when the lights drop and get to the other end, and you just pick whoever you want to race. And if you want to race somebody, you know, I get tired every week hearing people crying about this person got this, this person got that. I mean, you chose somebody to race, and you pick who you want to race. And ain't nobody to me, if you pick them, is better than you, because y'all got to go, you know, from the beginning to the end. And don't everybody make it to the end. I mean, I see some people blow up on the line. Some people blow up when they hit the stages. So to me, just be a man, and if you call somebody out, go after your man.
Caller, I agree with you.
I agree with you also, but the problem is, too, that you have so many people who either get on the internet or sell off.
Rick, I think our biggest problem is that we have that eighth of a mile, quarter mile stuff.
That ain't no problem right there. But what I'm trying to say is, you got so many people that get on the internet and sell these wolf tickets, or they get to the track on Friday night, might not have their car, and you know, sell all these wolf tickets saying they want to race so and so. You know what I mean? And then when those people come about and they face to face, then it's, you know, hush hush and everybody quiet. So if you say you want to race somebody, then you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Man, do it.
It's fair.
I think it's fair to me.
If you call somebody out, anybody out, it's fair to me. I mean, because you got to leave, from the beginning, get to the other end to win.
Right. But the thing is, this is what I came up with. Okay. The guys from the south want to run the eighth. The guys from the north want to run the quarter. So what if we came with a combination to meet each other in the middle and just run a 1,000-foot mark? Is it, you know, some guy, oh, man, you know, it's too much of a difference, blah, blah, blah. But, come on, we got to come somewhere to race, you know. But Rick, this is my thing.
Uh-huh.
We always accommodate the south, do we or do we not? We all run 8th of a mile when they want to race a mile.
But do you knew that before you call somebody out, before you say you're going to race somebody? Just like if you call me out tonight, you know whether you want to race the quarter or the 8th of the mile or the 3:30 or whatever you want to call it. So why would you call me out, you know what I mean? If you know from the beginning, you know in your heart, don't sell me no wolf tickets, because if you call me, I'm coming.
Exactly. So I agree with you 100%. But what I'm saying is that we're having problems. And guys say, oh, well, you know, I got a lot of us up here, we weren't in the quarter. We got some guys who want to run the eighth. Me particularly,
well, be quiet.
No, we don't want you to be quiet. We want you to say what the show is for you to voice your opinion.
I think this is what the real problem is. When you say you want to race somebody and then want to put all that stipulation bullshit in it about
some shit in the game,
you want to run the quarter, they want to run the eighth. Okay, granted, some people may have their car set up or geared, because basically that's the only fucking difference.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's geared for the eighth of a mile. Okay, well, if your car is geared for the quarter, then you shouldn't go talking shit to a motherfucker that you know only want to run a quarter mile.
Hey, Rick, I agree with you 100%. But, Rick, let me tell you the story. What did I tell you? When me and you on the phone, we was bullshit one day, me and you was bullshit talking. I said, Rick, don't let me come to you. I know I'm slower than you. We don't have no time, but I know I'm slower than you. But I go, I'm telling my Rick, you ain't shit, motherfucker. Give me this and that. But number one, I shouldn't really fuck with that man. It's like if it's a pit bull and you know pit bulls on your porch, that I was saying, say don't fuck with the big dog, you can't fuck with him. So don't fuck with him. Now if you come to me, I'm gonna ask you for something.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Hey, but look here, you know, we understand a little bit of negotiation going on, but you don't want a lot of people out. Just like if you come to the racetrack and you told somebody you're gonna race somebody, you got a lot of people feelings involved, a lot of other people out there, they come out there to see a race. Just like if I talk shit to you, I got people coming too. They wanna see a race too. So the things that we trying to, you know, the people that bring the money to the track, you know, and the people that comes out there to want to have a good time, you know what I mean, and to see a good race and stuff like that. I mean, we understand negotiating going on,
But don't call somebody out there and don't race. See, that's the thing that gets me.
Yeah, yeah. That's the biggest killer because everybody that came to the track wants to see something, and now all of a sudden they don't want to see nothing.
You know, the same thing with this week grudge racing. Just like tonight, if you're talking shit to somebody, you come to the track and be ready to race. And it's got to happen some kind of way. Now, if you break, we understand that. Everybody got problems.
Right.
But don't come there. You ready.
I've seen guys break. This weekend in Alabama. And guys took him at the program and said, hey, man, you know what? I know I like you in for $1,000. I'm just giving you a scenario. I like you in for $1,000, $500. But the guy said, you know what, man? I'm going to just, you know, I know you broke. I know you wanted to race. But just give me $200, man. You know, give me a couple dollars, you know.
And there you go. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to go on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you. If I come to race you and you broke, I'm not going to tell you give me the whole money. I'm going to tell you, hey, man, tell you what. You know, just give me $200, and we good.
I like that, man.
Get back on.
That's stop that bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? And these guys.
That'll stop it.
You know, I've seen these guys, you know, say, I mean, truly, I've seen guys just say, hey, you know what? Any guy had to pay that $500 fuck out. But, okay. I'm broke, man. I'm here to race. I didn't know my car was going to do this.
That's it.
But why can't you be a gentleman or a lady about it and say, you know, okay, man, just give me $200. I'm good.
But you know what? Everybody's missing the most important point. Who was that that was talking about? Who's the gentleman on the phone besides me and you, Rick and Kevin?
That's Rick.
Hey,
yeah,
Rick.
Another gentleman named Rick.
I tell you what, Big Rick, see, he just hit the key point that I get on here and stress every time we do a race. When you say you're going to do something, how important it is to make it happen because the people come there to see that. If they don't, you got to make a backup plan, and that's where people get upset with us because I'll say to them that, look, I got to change what we're doing or put different things in. And then I got people telling me that we're not looking out for certain people. And I keep trying to explain to them, if you don't take care of them people in the bleachers, he just told you what the problem was, why people don't come to the racetrack. He just told
you. You know, don't look at that for bullshit.
Yeah.
I agree. You know what I say
that need to happen? Hey, look, I got to go to work, but I'm going to say what I figure that need to happen. If you tell somebody you're going to race somebody, I feel that there should be some kind of kitty right there. I don't care if it's $100. You shouldn't have a guy come all these miles or bring all these people. He don't get paid for gas or get paid to get into the racetrack. I don't feel he should pay his way in there if somebody come up with a bunch of bullshit. So you're supposed to already put something all up if you say you're going to race somebody. So if you don't race, whether you brick or whatever it is, that guy that you're supposed to race is going to get something. He's not going to come to the racetrack. You understand what I'm saying? But you don't told him a bunch of stuff. You don't bought a lot of people. You don't bought a lot of people. Nobody raced. Somebody should get something to stop that bullshit.
That's a good point, Rick. And sorry that you got to go to work. I guess you got to jump off. But I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Me too. And that's important because we have Wild Man coming up for a reason this weekend. Because the way we're setting it up, we went and talked with Royce on Tuesday night, and Royce understands now about the grudge stuff. He's bent over backwards. He asked me, say, like, if he running Top Sportsman or my 440 Homeboy Shootout, he said, Monster, as long as you get them guys in the lane, get them dressed, when that lane of cars finishes, we can flip the scoreboard because I got a new system that we can run those guys, but I need them set up in the lanes ready to go. When my car is finished, we can send you out to get that done. So that's where Wild Man's going to come in to help me and Joe Smith so that we can try to keep things so the guys can get their grudge races off. But my whole thing is they got to get up there and give us a little time to get it set up. They can't just say, hey, we're going to race, and then pull up and say, well, we're ready to race and create havoc and commotion. Everybody's priority, but the grudge racers, he understands. We want to prioritize that to get that in and out, you know. So, you know, and last week I got a few texts. A couple people said that I sounded upset, and I was not upset. I need to explain to people that the show, and that gentleman, Rick, just explained it. The people paid to come and see the show. If they want to see the test and tune and all that stuff, they can go see that anytime. They want to see what's on that flyer, and they want to see what's going on. And a couple test and tune guys hit me with some nasty texts, and I responded back that, you know, I do at Custom Tees what I do because I do it for the people. And, you know, as long as we continue to do it for the people, we'll have the backing of the fans. You know, and if one or two cars upset is not good for me, but I have to get them to understand. Make yourself part of the show. That's what I'm saying to people. If you know, don't complain, well, we give this guy special treatment. It's not that. He's putting on the show. Like my man Rick said, them people get pissed off when the stuff on that flyer don't happen.
Right.
Okay, look here. Yeah, I'm going to go to work. I love all y'all, and I'm glad y'all let me on, and I'm sorry for the little bit of upset, but I've been listening for a while. And the only thing I hope y'all would do is make a kitty for the people that comes there that's in a grudge race. And if the person don't grudge race them, that kitty right there be split up among the people that came there to race, that done paid their way in, and the car that they're supposed to be racing, don't race them. And they get something. They at least get their way paid in or get the gas for coming there. Love y'all, and y'all collaborate on it, and I'm going to work.
You coming
out, Rick? Well, I appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank y'all.
Hey, Rick.
Uh-huh.
You coming down Sunday?
Hey, I'll be right there.
Come and see me. Come up on the starting line and see me. I got a video from the May 4th race for you. Deal?
Hey, I love y'all, and I'm listening in, and I'll be there, and I'll be graduating. But I ain't going to tell you who I am. Boss, you probably know who it is. I'll catch up later.
All right, man.
I love y'all.
All right.
Love you too, man.
Well,
come on.
All right. We got two new callers in the queue. John, you there?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, fellas?
All right, how you doing, sir?
All right. I just wanted to throw a little history out there. Maryland's actually a southern state. We're south of the Mason-Dixon. Anything south of the Mason-Dixon is a southern state. And somebody earlier when I was talking was saying we were a northern part of the northern New York, but we're actually more south. We're a southern state. So, anyway, I just want to throw that out there. Just a little history lesson. All right?
Okay. Well, I appreciate
that. You saying North Carolina is part of the southern, northern state?
No. Maryland,
yeah, that's what we said.
It's a southern state. It's south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Maryland's really a southern state. It's not a northern state.
You know what we're doing, John? We're trying to relocate on them. That's why we say that.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah. We got to pull ourselves out of the south, John, because them boys down there, we ain't quite got to where they at, but we pretty close down, you know?
Okay. I understand. I understand.
Yeah. And then we got to fight with them daggone New Yorkers because they've been texting me for the last 5 or 10 minutes. So.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, that's all I had to say. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in, John. I hope you stay there and listen.
All right. Thanks.
We got the hometown hero on the line also, Big George.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's up, Georgie?
What's going on, Monster? What's going on, Rick?
Hey, Georgie, can I at least drive your car up to the staging lanes like I'm part of your crew?
Oh, yeah. You most definitely do that.
Right.
You can go ahead and drive. You've been driving a long time.
I told somebody the other day I might make a pass if somebody's calling Sunday. They said, huh?
Yeah, sure, you can go ahead and drive it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I ain't nothing. I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to make sure I get one of them. I don't know who is going to be Trigger. But, you know, I'm going to argue with you. Me and Trigger always argue. Trigger, man. I'm going to get one of them.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get one of them. Somebody going down.
Yeah, he looked good in Alabama this week. I mean, I see him running north, and he looked good this weekend. I mean, but, you know, Bud Legge just put it on him.
Yeah, when I was
Big George going to put it on him, too.
Huh?
I said Big George going to put it on him, too.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's what we want, George. That's what we want. You know what I'm saying? On this show, man, we just getting out the lawn, who is who, and everybody did the thing, man. I mean, what do you think, man? You know, Trigger, man, I said, here you go, man, the game. you know. And then that damn cowboy, you know, that's me, cowboy and shit. Get behind the wheel, then you talk shit, you go to motherfucker. That's from kids.
Good,
I'm done with it.
Hey George, I sent that word to Travis for you also. But I don't know if his crew gonna let that race happen again.
Yeah, I mean I really ain't focused on that because you know I don't think he gonna let me leave. You know, I mean leaving is when you say you got the break. The break is unexpected. I mean, you know, it don't make no sense if you got a break and you got a limit when you can leave and when you got to leave. I mean that's not even legal. I mean, that's just scared. I mean, oh, honestly, I'm just going to put it real. It's scared.
Well, I wasn't going to say it's scared, but you know what I'm saying? Considering the caliber of car that it is, you know what I mean? You can't just, some things you just can't do. And
no.
If you're trying to sit there on the trans brake forever, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to burn nobody's trans, somebody burn their trans and convert up. A little bit of money.
Right.
I mean, I never was like that, but still, you can't put limits on it because, I mean, a real qualified grudge racer, I'll give you an example, if you're going too deep, you can't get on a trans brake. I mean, this is what you call adjusting, adapting to the race. I mean, that's just life. You got to adapt to life. You got to adapt to from a 10-second car to a 7-second car. So making excuses as far as, you know, you can't do that, it ain't fair. Come on, man. That's just a cruddy.
What
a dude that's gonna
mess
around.
Let me kind of break down what you just said right there. When you just said adapt from a 10-second car to a 7-second car, that is very true.
Right.
It's something that you can do with a 10-second car that you can't do with a 7-second car. You see what I'm saying? You might be sitting there idle and just mash on your shit and leave. No problem. You're not gonna do that with a 7-second car. Without that motherfucker loading up or possibly, you know what I'm saying, bogging or backfiring. So that's why certain things come into play, you know what I'm saying, where a guy say, you know, it got to be a time limit on, you know, how long it's going to take you to leave, only for their car's precaution.
Yeah, they won't be up anyway from what I'm hearing. They won't be up this weekend, so it's all good. Everything's good.
I mean, but I adapted to his race. Come on, Rick. I've been racing a long time, man.
Oh, well, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking no side on either way. I'm just putting a scenario out there as to, you know, what you can do with one car versus what you can't do with something else.
Let's be real. He could. I mean, my car, I ain't down on my car, but, I mean, he could have easily played around and caught me. I mean, I didn't actually, I mean, that's like I tell people, I call Rudolph every year. I tell Rudolph Thomas, I say, man, one day I'm going to run you. Wherever I beat you in that, I'm going to sit in your door. And I mean that. So it's not even a principle of, if I had a car fast, I'm going to adapt to it. I mean, I ain't going to let that, if a joker think he can get out there, he can get out there. That's just like, I don't believe people that's grudge racing. I can make a million shake now. If grudge racing is what it say, grudge, it's a gamble. You can't.
Right.
It's supposed to be ran right off the trailer. I mean, that's the way people, really people, that's how people want to see it. People don't want to see you going down the track. Then you take a slip, your car ain't fast, your car ain't working, your car break. That's not what the people come to see. The people come to see actually right off the trailer. That's how racing goes. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, when I lost a troublemaker, I broke right on the line. I went over, shook his hand, and I told him I'd like to try it again because I wasn't satisfied. I really think I can beat him. Whether I can or not is irrelevant. And I want to run him again. I mean, and I'm going to run him again.
Right.
You know, but I feel I should be able to get the break. I'd be able to leave when I want to. I mean, all due respect, I mean, you seen me race. I never make nobody. I mean, it's only two ways you go. You can't do every person the same way when you leave it. So, I mean, it's adaptive, however, whoever I race. So, but
right.
I never actually made somebody wait. You know, that's not in me.
Yeah,
but
I got
the element of surprise is the biggest factor in this Brewers thing, especially when you're giving up all three things. If you're giving up all three things, you already know you can beat a man. Come on, let's be real. You know what I mean? And the race we, the mismatched race we had, I mean, I just love the race. And like I say, I know I'm an entertainer, and this is what people look for me to do. I mean, I just ran him because he ran his mouth.
Right.
And, I mean, he was cocky, and he just didn't appeal to me to be cocky when he could say that. You know? So that's just why that happened.
Hey, brother, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, I applaud you for doing it.
Huh?
Hey, George, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Tony Bond's bringing a street car, some kind of Corvette. Is he slappable or what?
Is he what?
Can you pluck him or what?
I'm a runner. I like to run at that. I definitely like to run
at
that. Yeah, I run him. I mean, We can go ahead and lock that in. He can go ahead and get in line, and I can get in line. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No conversation. I don't, he don't need to pop his hood, and he don't need to pop my hood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to run nobody right now. I actually do want to run Tony Vines, though. I do it as that. I want to run him. We can't compromise, or we can't figure it out. But for the dogs we want to run for, to put on a show, that's what I'm there for. I ain't there for nothing else.
You do or you don't want to run Tony?
I do want to run him. I do want to run Street Vet.
Okay, okay.
That's it. Yeah, I want to run. Long as no shakedown, we get in the lane and get it on. We compromise the bet or whatever. Like I say, it's for the show. People want to see. I wish Willie Dog was coming. Circumstance, I don't think he's coming. But Tony Bynes will do right fine. Him and Trigger Man. I want to have them two right there together.
I think Dog will be here August 3rd from what I hear. I got a call today about it. So.
Yeah, well, I heard he wasn't coming up this time. But I'll catch him, too. He got one coming because he broke one time and I broke one time. So, I mean, we got to get it on. We definitely got to get it on. But right now, Tony Bynes will do with the vet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can lock that in.
He talked hard junk to me yesterday, Georgie. I got to go pull out some stuff to dust off. It's been in the garage for a while. Because I hear them cars he got, they ride now.
Well, we ain't want to buy it. And once again, he got to be able to drive. I mean, that's it. I know he can drive, but not the pressure I'm going to put on him. I'm going to put pressure on him. Pressure bus fights. He in for a new treat.
There you go.
So, all I can do is try. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. My car ready. I'm going to have my tuner there. And he said I can do it. So I got Kirk piece up.
Oh, Mustang sounding good there. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Goddamn, Mustang sounding good. Boy, I tell you, I want to get a ride.
I told you. You can go ahead and check it out one time. Go ahead. You can ride.
Hey, Georgie. I pull that thing in high gear, boy. I don't want to look back there.
Yeah, she all right. She holding on. I got good support, though.
That's what it's all about, Kirk, George, you know?
Yeah. Kirk keep me pretty straight. I mean, he guided me the right way. So I've been successful messing with Kirk and Steve Montgomery. So them two guys got me when I met, so... I'm down
happy. He's a good guy. Steve's a good guy. Hey, Kirk's running in the back half shootout, George.
Yeah, I know. But he looking for girls racing, too, so I don't know if it's going to really go down, but he ready, so we're going to be there.
The word I got is CB. Is that true?
Is what?
The initials are C and B.
Yeah. We hope. I mean, we can't go at them like no fools, but if he make it right, yeah, we ain't got no problem with it at all.
Yeah.
So we now, definitely.
Did I hear you correctly? You said Steve Montgomery trying to do some grudge racing?
Mm-hmm. No, Steve Montgomery tuned on my car. He was tuned on my knife.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I got a lot of support from him, so he will be there with me Sunday. So we're going to do some things. Hopefully we can pull this job off with Tony Bynes.
Yeah,
you will be there with me. Huh?
I said Steve's good people.
Yeah, he's real good people, man. Yeah, he's real good
people,
man.
People, man.
It's just like I look down for a low Adam, he's so short. He got my call. I'm satisfied at, so. We will be prepared Sunday, you know, so.
They got a beautiful day, George. You see the weather?
Yeah, I seen the weather, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, I ain't even
Long Island Joe. I think Joe might be on the phone. He just texted me that he on the phone.
Yeah, Long Island Joe. So, hey Rick, I got another little note. I will be, I think I'm pulling over to bracket racing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
You got to do something to pass your time, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do it on Saturday.
I was saying, yeah, we do got Long Island Joe on and Big Lou.
Oh, Big Lou, he's not my main man.
Oh, go ahead. Big George, finish saying what you were saying.
I say I'm going to try the bracket race. I got a little Nova. I'm going to try it out. Me and my oldest daughter. Get her prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good family oriented style of racing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. She got her own car, man. We're gonna try it next year. I got the car for her. We're gonna try it out next week.
Okay.
And we're gonna go from there.
Yeah, well, just make her wrench on it. If she wrench on it, she gonna respect it.
Yeah, she's been driving this time, so she's real. She gets around the track real good. So she'll be the next George.
Hey, like I told Long Island Joe, you guys didn't see Joe's son run Lil Phil. He had a 008 light. Oh, my God. I told Long Island Joe, it must have took him an hour to quit talking about that. I said, Lord, Joe, he just had a 008 light. God damn, boy. But look, he's coming back this weekend so we can tighten him up, too.
Oh yeah, he got Talmud Wolfpack, right?
Yeah, they're gonna get it tightened on.
They gonna do it Sunday?
Yeah, they're gonna rerun the white truck first because that white truck got lucky last time.
Oh, okay. All right, well, me and Kirk and Jimmy Brown, we'll be there. We are definitely grudge racing. So Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't ducking. He's definitely not ducking nothing. So we will be a household name right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to listen to the show. Huh?
All right. Okay. We got Big Lewis on the phone. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Rick?
Not too much. What's going on with you?
Hey, shit. What's up,
Monster?
What's going on?
What's up, man? I ain't see you, May 4th. You was hiding.
May 4th? What was I at May 4th? Oh, I had graduation on May 4th.
I was wondering where you was because you generally come and hug me, man. What's up, man?
I had to go to a graduate homecoming thing with my kids.
Oh, okay. All right, so... You talking about Sunday? We got something to do now. You have to catch it next week.
Yeah, no, I'll be there Sunday.
Good.
But I want to
see this car you got.
Oh, it ain't nothing special. But Wickenburg, you know, he had old boy putting stuff on the Facebook on DMV that he wanted to come in with the same race that we had set up down in Richmond. But and I ain't heard no more from him and. The hat was a monster. You seen that? That he posted. He was gonna give me the back tire and the ace. So I just want to know, you know, if everything's still on.
All right.
Who was giving you the back tire and the ace?
On here.
Who was giving you the back tire and the ace?
The hat boys and Wicked Bird.
Giving you the back tire and the ace?
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't see that one. But I did just get a message from Tony. He said he in the meeting right now, so he can't get on.
Oh,
but
well,
Mr. Wickenburg is supposed to be on.
Me and his son set that up on the internet. Miles, he replied to it. Miles, you know, he agreed to it. So that's a go. So You know?
Yeah, I got it. If y'all want to do it, I'll make time. Do whatever you want. You come see us. What we're going to do is me and Wildman going to hang by the tower so everybody can come up and get us set up with us so we can get y'all locked in and ready to go. That's what the people come to see. They come to see Grudge Racing.
Hey, Trick.
Yeah.
It's Kev. Hey, man, Uncle Leroy, phone Leroy. They're on the phone.
Leroy, how you doing?
All right, how y'all doing? Everybody all right?
Hey, man, if we know that you okay, we okay, big brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, been months. I had to call in and call my support, man, and let y'all know that we really was trying to work hard to get this thing together, going through a small portion of our operation. We fooled around and had a little mishap, but the good part about it was little brother didn't get hurt. We did kind of run the car pretty bad, but we're trying to get right back up on it, but we know we're not going to have it ready in time enough to be to the show. But we want to let y'all know, man, that y'all being our brothers in drag racing, man, we love all of y'all, man, and we're going to get it back together, and somehow or another we're going to try to make this up so we all still can get together and fellowship and have a whole bunch of fun together.
Yes, sir.
So I felt like I need to come in here and holler at y'all.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you getting on, man. I'm sorry that you, had the mishap with the car. I can now say I understand firsthand. You know, I crashed my Camaro on the 4th, so we all in the rebuild and staying together now. But main thing is, you know, y'all all right, drive okay, and the car can be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the most important thing to me about it was getting together wasn't the drag racing. It's the fellowship. Because like y'all say, with the commitment that we make to each other as far as racing is concerned, is a good thing. But the wonderful thing is making sure we give the fans what they're looking for.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
As long as we get that combination working, you know, a lot of folks think that it's about, I've seen too much of it. A lot of folks think it's about them and this and that. No, it's not. It's about all of us. You know, and we got to make them happy in order for them to come and support us. You know, so with that being said, that was something that was well said, and I wanted to speak up on that because I thought that was a very admirable thing, you know, for somebody to say because the fans are very, very important.
You know, Leroy, I got a couple hits because I spoke about that last week, and it kind of bothered me, some of the things that the people texted to me, a couple of the guys I called, and they wouldn't pick up the phone. Because I wanted to explain to them, you know, it's not about you, me, Custom Tees, Rick, Kevin, you know, George. It's the people. Those people work all week long. And if they decide to spend their money to come and look at what we do, instead of they could go to, in D.C., they can go to the clubs, they can do anything, the zoo, the Babe and Buster's. But they take the time to drive an hour to come down there and support what we do. And, you know, sometimes I get really, really disheartened that people are so selfish. But I got to admit, this drag race, the people, like you said, the fellowship, everybody, you know, we called you. Everybody was calling because Gunn and Pix had called and, you know, he said, man, Leroy had a miss. I said, look, get on the phone, make sure you're okay, see what we can do to help him. And, you know, he called me back and he said, man, that's the most important. Long Island Joe and I have been fighting with Donye all week on the phone, Leroy. I mean, we've been just having a, man, he had three lugs, aunt, his family. Oh, man, it was just so funny. And that's what I try to explain when we call and say, hey, if we need you to go in the extreme shootout, you sent the message to us, whatever you need to do for them people in D.C., you know, the fans, I'm in, big bro. And, man, that meant a lot to us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at it like this, Marshall. I look at it like this here. It's just like when a person or some entertainers come in to give a show, if they don't just stand there and give a show themselves, it's no good. They got to have the fans. They got to have the people to come to the show. So, you know, us as being the drag racers, we have to have unity within ourselves to be dedicated to them people
in order to make them people come watch us perform. You know, and when you said when y'all was talking about that monster, man, that kind of touched a nerve. I was telling to tell you, I preach about that all the time. You know, a lot of times a lot of guys don't want to hear it, but you know, the truth is the light. You know, and then we just had a show. It was a show that went on where the drag racers was there, but it wasn't no fans there. So maybe they understood exactly what I was trying to tell them. You know, so with that being said, I'm a back up. I'm going to get on from you and let y'all do some more talking and try to blend in with what's going on. And I'm going to step back and I'm going to let y'all.
We got to get Donye on, says Joe on the phone, so we can get something straight. Because we had something for Donye, Leroy, and he got blacknesia, I call it. You hear me? It ain't amnesia. It's called blacknesia. You hear me?
Hey, Uncle Larry, can you get Donye on?
I might. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. Y'all go ahead on. I'll see if I can get it.
Thank you.
Miss Foxbody, can you open the long waiting Long Island Joe for us so we can hear what he's talking about?
How y'all doing there?
Yep. He only got
what
3 minutes, Miss Foxbody.
What, John? No. Come on now. I've been good to you.
I've been good all week with him. I just need 3 minutes. We only need 3 minutes. Can you make it quick, Joe? Because we got things to do.
I'm going to make it quick. You know when I get on here, you know what I come for. How I'm going to whoop Monster every time. The Monster, you asked for that same race back. I told you we're picking potatoes all this week, so we just have to clean the truck off, but we don't have that truck back there to show you again. And then I'm going to have a little truck there. Like I told you, we're going to do that too.
Okay.
Now, those are two bets for sure. And then, you know the Donye, you know what the deal with that is.
Oh, y'all did get it locked in?
Huh?
Did we get it locked in today?
No, we didn't get locked in yet, but he said he wanted to do something. So, I mean, the guy, our guy come up regardless. We're going to bring him regardless. We're bringing him. We ain't taking that little baby, little big block,
now, Joe,
conventional head,
Joe,
low deck.
Tell me what we're doing here on your back half shootout cars. How many you got?
Well, we got a couple more new cars, I think we got, right? I got the Malibu. I want to go look at that. We got all the guys are definitely coming back.
Okay,
and,
good.
I can tell you that right now. One of the guys broke their car out there before, and he's coming. He's coming back because he said he's gonna drive.
Now tell the people what we decided to do, Joe, because they thought it was a little controversy with the truck and Ronnie Bell's car, Dirt Run.
Well, I heard something was with the lights, and I didn't know the whole deal, but because I was running at the start line,
but to make it right,
they said they're willing to go back out there and don't care. They actually gave them money towards whatever since they lost. They said heck with it, but they just to prove a point. Whether or not we win or lose, we ain't no solo. We don't mind racing again. So they're actually going to run for a couple dollars and during that day. They might meet up in the first round. They might meet up in the second round. Even if they don't meet up in either one of the rounds, they're going to do something anyhow. So
yeah,
that's going to be one of those races that is not one of those things that we just take it and go. It's not like that. And the same thing was with Donald. Now, the same thing was with Donald. Now, like, you know, Bud Light Chris came on and told him, he'll race him again, and you can take the intake off. Now, you can't ask.
Hello?
Did Joe drop off?
Sound like his phone dropped.
I'm here. Kev here.
Okay.
Joe.
Miss Foxbot.
Rick.
Long Island's car has dropped.
Oh, his car dropped. Okay.
Now they've been back and forth again about this. The Mustang had nitrous, Rick, and Mike and them sent the message that they coming Sunday to if and they as long as they bring them an air bottle, They'll let them take their air bottle out and put one in the car and rerun it. They said they don't want nothing to do with anything that's not right. And they said to me, you know, we will do anything to make it right. I said, all right. So.
Hey, Nephew Pete.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Oh, no, I got to get off of here.
What's going on, Miles? What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? I missed you on May 4th, man. Where was you at?
I was there.
You was there?
Yeah, you
there. Yeah, I seen you.
Hey, you ain't coming. You generally come punch me or holler or something.
I thought I did, but I guess it was so many people there, man. I got mixed up by that. I thought about you somebody else.
He was hiding, Monster.
Is that what he was doing, Joe?
I wasn't hiding. I was just quiet. We didn't have nothing to read, so we sat in the bleachers and shut up.
That's the best thing you could have did. You ain't had nothing to lie, so you
but guess what?
Quiet.
But guess what? We back.
Nah, and what
again,
are you saying?
We back.
Yeah. Well, you back. You're going to be not heard again?
So what now?
You back. You're not going to be heard again?
No, we're going to raise some hell Sunday. Something going to happen. I don't know if we're going to win or lose, but we're going to race somebody or do some racing or something.
That's right. That's right.
Who all from the crew coming up here to race?
We're going to bring Kenny Carr, Gene Carr, and JC Carr.
You going to bring the Chevrolet up there?
Nah, he's bringing the Camaro. He's going to bring his Camaro, JC's Camaro, and Gene's Camaro.
Oh, yeah. You got a Chevrolet back there with
that? Nah, he ain't got. Nah, that should be ready in but probably 2 to 3 weeks. I should have my car ready in but 3 weeks. So, Miles, you can tell them having boys, the countdown is on.
Countdown is on? They on.
Yeah,
Marquise on here.
They
who
already know it.
In
but, there? But 3 weeks, I'll be doing me some testing, and I'm going on the ass.
Hey, Pete, we still got the cheeseburger deal?
That's right.
All right.
And if I whoop them, they'll say, nothing else but the having boys. You say Pete from now on.
Hey, Monster.
Yeah.
Hey, Monster. Now, how'd you get a cheeseburger deal and you ain't cut us in? You cut me and Rick in. I mean, we getting some bacon, tomatoes with it. Talk to us.
Look, we try not to say money and numbers on, so what we do is we say cheeseburger deals. You hear me?
Yes,
so,
sir.
All you got to do is say, Pete, I want in on that cheeseburger deal. He'll know what you're talking about.
That's right.
And see, the Hatton boys
yeah,
went down there last
man,
year.
Where's my man with that Falcon, the guy got the Falcon? Where's he at?
Oh, my God. I don't know if he's coming. Jeff and JJ can't come, so I don't think he's coming.
Okay.
Hey, George, what you doing acting about the Chevelle hood? You act like you want to do something.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Hey, Mom, you see how quiet he got, didn't you? When I draw it on him, you see how quiet he got, didn't you? You already know.
George, you talking to me?
Big George.
Now he talking to Big George.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
What did he say?
Now, Pete said you done got quiet, and since he started telling you that Chevelle going to be ready in 2 weeks, he said you got quiet.
We can't do it until we get together. Right now, I'm concentrating on, you know, out of town. So, I mean, when he ready with the Chevelle, I'm ready. Trust me. I'm ready. Locked and loaded. All the time. Not worried about that Chevelle. We don't need to get on that conversation about the Chevelle because it's not ready. And I got Tony Bonds. I'm trying to concentrate on him. So.
Okay,
what you gonna run Tony with? I'm gonna run him on my Mustang.
Mustang what? The Gangsta Boo or which one you gonna run?
I'm gonna run the vet.
Oh, Tony got a vet? I didn't know. Just a question asked.
Yeah. Tony got a vet, yeah. I mean, I haven't actually talked to Tony. I mean, you know, I don't care nothing about Gangsta Boo neither, but I mean, I'm not in Gangsta Boo. Lead, but if Gangsta Boo make it right, I will run him. You can believe that.
Hey, Pete, I got a question for you.
I'm
Pete.
Longer.
Hey, what was the deal this week I saw with the guys back and forth with the Troublemaker and Kenny? I saw that, but I didn't go in the I wanted to call. I was going to call you and ask you about it, but since I got you now, tell me what happened.
It really ain't nothing. He said he was looking for a race to action Sunday, and well, Kenny asked him, you know, we'd give him the back tie. He said he would try if he, you know, give him a little spot, but I guess they ain't going to come to agreement on it, so
okay.
I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, hey, Miles, what y'all got going on with the shootouts? I mean, we just got two different classes, one class. How y'all doing?
Well, if we can get a couple extreme cars, like now that, I guess we have to let Larry make the decision on the extreme. What we did is we put together one, which is the true backhand. And then what we were doing was trying to get, like, Troublemaker, you guys, and it's a surprise car coming from Virginia to run the extreme side of it. You with me?
Yeah, well, I know Kenny planned on getting in it, you know, as long as everything goes well on Saturday or whatever. I know he planned on getting in it regardless, so if y'all do it, yeah, you already game, and I think JC going to get another one or whatever, so.
Yeah, because see, what we did, Pete, is we made it competitive. Like, Joe picks the cars on the true back half side. And then mm-hmm. the extreme, it doesn't matter what you got as long as you in it. You with me?
Yeah, well, anyway, we're going both of them anyway, so. He's going to want to get all of them, and that's what I'm going to
do. Hey, Pete.
Monster, what is the what do you mean by true back half?
Say it again.
What do you mean by true back half?
True back half is just what it says. It's two different types of back half cars.
Yeah, hey,
Monster.
Yeah.
Wait, let's answer the question first. Let's answer the question first. A true back half would be from the behind the driver's seat back.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Newer back half cars are firewall back to the pump.
Okay.
Extreme back half would be firewall back with some type of round two front end. We're not going to say full chassis, but round two front end where it doesn't have stock front frame rails. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It may have struts on it.
What some guys would do for the extreme back half, they'll leave the stock firewall in it.
Yeah.
You know, they'll leave the stock firewall in there. But I mean, Monster brings a great idea. I mean, not a great idea, but he brings a good thing. We argued about that last year. So anybody's going to say, we got a back half car. But your back half car is behind, we can sit up here and know if the back behind the back seat.
It was a collaboration because Long Island Joe was the one who said, hey, we got to do something for the guys that work like me and you. The guys that work, you know, together, try to put them together where the numbers are similar as far as we think. You with me? And it's funny because I got a couple guys complaining to me, and I try to explain to them that the people in the bleachers are what we were more concerned about than one guy being upset. You know? Now they get to see eight cars instead of one car dominate the field.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well, the main thing is, if y'all putting up most of the press, then and they just coming in the race, then just shit, they just complain away. I mean, you just race.
Well, see, on the extreme side, we had a good idea. Everybody put something into it, and what they put into it, we match. You with me?
There you go.
Uh-huh. And then what that does is that makes sure that everybody go out there and let that button go. You with me?
Right.
And take care of them people in the bleachers. And I've got a couple guys down south that call me, and they want to work on it together. And I just try to explain to them, just go back to the basics. I mean, you know, Rick had something that I didn't understand until he made it clear to me. Rick said the problem is people parking cars because they can't be competitive.
Well, hey, Monster, I think as we started the show, is garage racing turned into class racing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we skip this, skip that, you know,
Just let a guy, you know, if you think you can get him, give him up, leave him alone. You'll decide I want them trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monster, I'm going to tell you to take off your car to hurt you, man. You know, if I can't run you, man, I'm just going to say, man, I don't want them troubles. And shake your hand, you know.
Hey, I want to share some information real quick, and this, I know this part will be some music to peace is.
Rick,
Green
somebody
Brothers.
Got a lot of background noise. Somebody got a lot of background.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but whoever you are, if you're not talking, please mute your phone. The Green Brothers said that if all goes well Saturday at William Brown's race, they will be in Maryland. Looking to do some action, whether it's grudge race or the back half shootout.
Well, I'll get on. Hey, Pete, we'll get on the horn tomorrow and call Larry. And if we can get to, see, I wanted to do the Kevin. This is what we did last year. Say like the extreme, right? As long as we got three cars, what we did is we call it the three-man draw. And what the, and I don't care if the people down south here or wherever, this is to help the grudge game. The three-man draw is you take the ace of spades, two of spades, three of spades, right? The whole idea is that if you got the three cards and they all put into the pot and you match the backside, right? Just hypothetical. They offer $15 a piece, right?
Right.
Okay? And then you put 15, that makes $60. You with me?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, the way we did it is you got three cars. The three drivers come in, put their $15 down, right? And they draw a card. Whoever draws the ace of spades is the buy run card. But the buy run card has to go down the track first. You hear me?
Exactly. That sounds smart.
And then the two that's two and three race each other, and then they come back and they flip for lane choice. You with me?
Yes, sir.
And then what that does is these cars now are putting on an exciting show for the people. You've got the true back half, which is an 8 to 10 car field that you know somebody's matching them up close. Where some of my guys who couldn't run with the extreme cars, now they get to show their family they can race their car, you know?
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like me, three cars wouldn't be a problem because I just heard four cars. So three's going to be a problem. We got four properties coming on the premises.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
I'll have Larry
call you tomorrow. Me, you, Larry, get Pete. Get the Kenny and everybody on the horn, and if we can, you know, I'll do whatever. Because I can fit it in to the program as long as I know that's what you want to do. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, the horse, we ain't got no problem with trying anything. You know, we love the race, so we're going to try something. Even if we're wrong, we're going to try it.
Uh-oh, did you say the horse is going to get the hat and the back tie? Is that what you said?
Huh?
I gotta try to get one in on you every once in a while.
No, I said, oh, if that's all they want, yeah, they can get that. They can get that for any car that's on the property. If they want the back tie, they can get that Sunday. They can pick whatever one they want.
I don't know, Pete. I've been hearing a lot of thunder here lately.
Hey, Monster, I haven't changed my story. We got three of them coming in that Sunday. It's going to go wrong. If they want the back car, maybe one of them three, they can get it. They can ask no questions.
But it's another car that I've been hearing a lot of thunder about here lately.
And what's that?
Standalone. I got to take the tip on it. Somebody secretly texted me and said, uh-oh, it's on.
Yeah, we're going to have a shocker for y'all, too. I think it's going to be some shocking going on right here.
Hey, Pete.
Uh-oh.
You know what my man told me today? I sent him the video. He's on a little vacation, and they got to watch the video last night as a group. And he said to me, he said, man, everybody and their grandmother was racing each other up at Capitol. He said, man, Big George ran the baddest man on the premises. I said, well, you know, only George going to step up and do what you got to do. And he just laughed. Oh, man, he laughed.
What's that?
Yeah.
Come on. We got two more callers in the queue, but what I was trying to ask you was, y'all guys told me that y'all was coming to run OPS. Are y'all still coming on the first?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we got kind of a mixed up deal going on here, but I'm going to say, I don't know. I know we want to do it, but we got a couple different things going on. But we might be going in strict directions. And, you know, it's hard to race when you got people going different directions because you ain't got the team there. So that's what we want to do, though. I don't know.
Okay, well, it's cool. I just wanted to find out because, you know, I'll be ready next week.
Back first
and
time.
Actually, as I'm on the phone now with everybody, my engine man just texted me and telling me to bring him everything other than my intake. So I'll be ready soon. So I was just trying to find out when can I, you know.
You got them.
So you said it to say like you want to race.
Once I get my shit back together, and if y'all happen to come up here Saturday on the first, down on his ass I go. Otherwise, I had to wait until we set up a date somewhere.
No. If you want to race, we're going to set up a date. Hey, we ain't got to keep on waiting on this. You let us know when you're ready.
I will do that.
We're going to get this on and get it over with.
Yeah, let's do so.
Hey, Pete, that'd be pretty good, though, to have that extreme back half there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you get a fast from the side of the seat.
Now, are we going to put cheeseburgers on the line on that one, too, Kevin, Rick?
I like mine with bacon on it.
All right. Pete,
yeah,
you got bacon on yours,
who's
too?
Who's going to be in the extreme back half?
Well, Pete's going to work some magic now.
Oh, hey, Mars, we're going to win both of them. Kenny going to win the stream, JC going to win the regular one. So the horsemen going to ride off in the sunset, and we're just going to...
JC better be lucky. I ain't gonna be there this weekend.
Man, ain't about what you mate. I'll go side you, Nick.
But since we got two callers in the queue, Donald and Todd, what's happening?
Shit, you better be lucky. You ain't gonna be there.
I ain't got nothing to worry about, champ. I'm one up.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Donald. Donald or Todd.
Hey, Mazda.
Yo.
After this weekend, he will not see nothing but
someone extreme back here.
Who is that called? Todd?
No, I know that voice. What's up, boy?
Excuse me. Hold on, please.
Yeah.
Todd's mic is on. Todd, your mic is on. Donald's call has dropped.
Okay. What's up, Todd? Todd, you there? Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on, but all right. What was that comment you just made, Pete?
After this weekend, you probably just put up the surrender flag and say you don't want that trouble. So is it
I ain't got no flag to put up, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Hey, Mazda. Well, everybody heard it now. If he starts backpedaling, I want one of y'all to catch him now. Don't let him back up in the woods.
Hey, Pete.
If he starts backpedaling,
hey,
one of y'all catch him and shove him. Wait.
Hold up. You ain't got to ask nobody to catch me. I ain't never backed up.
Keep on talking with this thing. I don't hear no excuses.
Did you say I backed up at any point?
Nah, but you start crying sometimes. You get all worried and nervous and shaking.
Yeah, shit, I'm supposed to. I'm a racer. What the fuck?
Man, racers don't get nervous. You got to be cold-hearted.
They do, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get nervous. I just try to kill my opponent. That's all I do. I don't get nervous.
You can hey,
Pete, I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
Since Tony Vines coming with the one car, why don't y'all make a debut on him? As you say, go down on his ass.
Well, what car are you talking about?
I think he's bringing the gangster boo car.
Yeah, and who are you talking about running him with?
Oh, one of y'all got to do something. Somebody got to get on Tony. He can't go back home with a win like.
Wait. How are you gonna let that slide now, Monster?
No.
The hell with that.
Monster just said to you that Tony Vines is bringing a gangster boo too, and you said, "Yeah, what we gonna run him with?"
Hold on, he's not gonna run that car, man. Especially because they tire size and they got Willie balls on. So that's gonna be automatic. Not gonna reach right there. So you know that's where he's gonna say, "Well, he got Willie balls."
Who not gonna race? Tony not gonna run JC?
Nah. So the first thing he's gonna say, "Well, he got Willie balls." I don't. He got bigger tires. I got. So he's, I'm not gonna run that car.
Somebody told me JC just got beat by a farm truck.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Monica.
He's dealing with the farmers over the weekend who's in the class race. He's dealing with the farmers. Shit happened.
Hey, Monica.
Oh, that was the red truck got beat, JC?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Shit happened, man. That's part of the reason.
Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Monster, what's the parking going to be like down there? Is anything going to be roped off, or is it first come, first serve, park wherever you want to?
Yeah, we got 500 spaces down there, Lou. We ain't got to worry about parking.
Yeah, I mean, but do you have anything roped off for anybody, or?
Just up on the top side, I got some stuff up there.
Okay, that's cool.
You get there early, I'll take care of you. I will. You know I will.
I'll be here with, my bump on my truck pushing them gates open at 9 o'clock.
I'll be right there looking at you. I'll help you push them open, dear.
That'll work.
Hey, Monster.
Yes?
But if y'all can talk to me in the 7-5, I'm sure we're not sponsor of them.
Somebody got a background noise that's killing everything, Pete.
I said, I'm sure if y'all can talk Tony into doing it, he would knock sparks on me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rick, ain't nobody scared. I just know, is it going to be, you know, the stipulations and is it going to work all right? So that's going to be what it's going to be.
Well, you know, sometimes nothing beats a failure but a try, but I understand.
Yeah. You will find out.
Yeah, y'all will find out.
You want to try one more time?
We got Calvin on the line and Long Island Joe is back.
Oh, Lord. Can you not put Joe on, please?
Well, we got to put him on because we got Calvin there, so you know what I'm saying? Calvin, right. What's going on?
Hello.
What's up, Cal?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight? All right.
What's up, Calvin?
What's up, Mom? Hello.
Yeah.
I missed the first part of the show, but I ain't trying to change things up. But I just want to comment on that stipulation on the kick.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it should be a stipulation to some point, and that should be decided between the two races. Because I gave it a couple of times myself, and the first I gave it was a back tie and a kick, and the guy held me so long till the lady of Capitol actually stepped over the guardrail to come and wave the race off because she thought I was broken. When she stepped over, he took off. I reacted, and I shot past her. Thank God I didn't hit her. But even with a stipulation, I mean, unless you're a psychic or got some other kind of psychic thing, you still don't know when they leave it. So if you give a five-second leave after the green and you sit there and count the five, you still don't know when they're going to go. So the kick is still an advantage, no matter what. You know,
that's the way I looked at it, but, you know, everybody got a different view or a different opinion on that.
Right. Well, that's just my opinion. But on the other hand, Monster,
I got a question for you while I got you here.
Go ahead.
It's a guy on the other line we have to open up, unfortunately, and he's made it a point to come on here tonight to talk about it's a rematch. I said I had to wait till I talk to you because I can't drive a nail. You with me?
Hey, Monster, you know what? You know what? Mm-hmm. These New York guys are getting on my god boomer boomer nerves. It's about time.
You're right.
I send these, about time I send these guys back home packing. Then I got a couple of races they won, and a win is a win.
Right.
But it's about time we put an end to this. They bring them two trucks down. I know the farm truck is not the fastest thing that's going to be at the track, but it's going to happen. And I believe some people want to see it, and I also want to do it. I'm going to run both trucks, and not only am I going to race both of them trucks from New York, I'm going to beat both of them.
Thank you.
And you got my word.
All right, now you know Joe Mike up.
Well, you know what he, you remember what he said last time, right? Yeah, everybody remember
Joe,
that, right? The
Joe's
pros versus the Joes. Wasn't the pros versus the Joes? I don't know what. Did them pros turn to amateurs or what? Did they go backwards?
Hey, Joe, let me ask you one question, Joe, and be honest about it. Now, be honest. If you was racing and you actually had a problem with your transmission, would you still come out and run me? Even though I came from Maryland, just say I come up to Long Island. You know something's wrong with your vehicle.
But look, Calvin.
If it's able to make it to the court.
But listen,
I'm
asking
you.
No, I'm going to be honest, but listen. I ain't no psychic, but what did I predict the week before? What did I say the week before? I said something's going to happen. Calvin's going to see his transmission go.
Oh.
Did I not say that?
Don't wish that on me no more.
No, I understand.
That's like one of them situations when your driver's license ain't right, and you talking about it. Man, I got pulled over so and so when I ain't had no license, and you stand there indulging in that conversation, and you know you ain't straight, and then you get pulled over. That's just one of them things you just don't talk about right
now. Wait. I'm going to tell him this here now. Ain't nothing going to be wrong with his transmission this time. I'm going to promise you that. He ain't going to say no transmission problem.
So
what are you going to say after when that white, big white truck turned the wind light on him or that blue truck turned the wind light on him?
One we doing first, Joe? Let's get this straight, Calvin. So what we doing first? Little Phil going to get knocked over first or what?
Shit. It don't matter to me.
Hold on. You remember what
else?
Let's do three wide.
Let's do three wide. Put two New York cars in one lane and put
ours in the You're going to hear something, but then you're going to see the two New York cars come through first. You might not see Calvin in the back.
If we can do three lanes, put me in the middle because I'm going to split both of them. I'm going to split them. Put me dead in the middle because I'm going to split them. I promise you that.
Calvin, what you said? First time you said you're going to have one for breakfast, one for lunch. I told you you're going to lose your appetite. I said, when I see Calvin, I said, I bet you done lost 25 pounds.
I'm good, man. I'm eating all the time. I'm eating more now than ever.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take care of Phil first and then hit the rematch later on in the afternoon. We got to get the little Joe while we can.
So you want to lose breakfast right away, huh? That's what you want to say.
That's a good idea.
I have a monster call it. It don't matter. I'm just running the race. Actually, I'm just winning the race this time. Whatever monster say, that's what it is.
You know,
last time you want to do that?
Because the last time you lost the monster, look what happened.
Hey, but you know
what? Monster.
No matter
tell
what,
monster,
stick him out.
Hey, Joe, you bumper, get the bumper off the goddamn bumper.
I'm
going to
let you know it's the truth. You know and I know. You know and I know.
Hey, Calvin, we got to listen to this until Sunday evening. Please, Calvin, make sure that once the light comes on, you come back up, put me on the back of the truck. I got a brand new Maryland flag. I swear I did. I brought one just for him. ain't lying. And I hope that Steph, that NOS 302, the other guy, that one comes with him.
And you know what? If he don't come, he can call from home. He can wire his money to us or however he want to do it. He don't have to be present. He can do whatever he got. He can call from home. We will call him at home and make him still part of the race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. You know what? I'm about to call him up. You know what? I'm about to get him on it.
Hey,
you
hey,
make sure,
tell
you
us
got
race,
a flag for us?
Tell us about
got,
the race.
Huh?
You got a race coming up after this Maryland 26. Tell the family where we're going.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Fayetteville. And let me just tell you, I heard Chicky Ricky was coming too, huh?
Yep.
Is that
you?
Oh.
I'll be there in the green mile.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Now, I got to tell you no lie. We're going to do the back half. We're going to do a G-body. We're doing a couple little things. And also, I got something towards a fellow friend of mine that really been hurt pretty bad. And he's partially paralyzed. And we actually do a 50-50 raffle and give a TV away, too, at the same time. That the money that generated from that goes straight to his family, towards him. He's a fallen Indian. We always help him every year.
What is it called,
you know,
Joe? The race is called. Now, explain to us about what the tribal war. It's called Tribal Wars. I got an email
time,
about it today.
Well,
I laughed.
Well, this time it is we got a little bit something different, a little twist. I got this big. You know how you wear the chief? The chief always got the feathers all the way down. Well, inside the chief's hat, also gonna have some money in it, and we're gonna see who the baddest one is that day. And what's going to happen is that I know George Williams is in it. From what I'm hearing, that Mr. Dobbs is going to try to come and try to debut. Tracy Cochran is supposed to be there. And the way it's going to go, Junior Howell also. So it doesn't matter. Run what you brung. I hope you brung enough. So whether you got Lenko, whatever you got automatic, it does not matter. We just want to see who the baddest is, and they can wear the chief. For the whole outfit for the whole year. They're the chief of everything.
Explain to us what it is, Joe, because a lot of guys here, like myself, it's the Indians have race cards, and Joe puts on a race where they shine for a day, and everybody comes out to support it, and it's huge, man.
You know, what happened was a long time ago, I remember going one place down there and I said, wow, I couldn't believe the track was down here. And I was like, man, I saw a lot of the guys were Indian, and they were talking about it. He says, man, we can't get nobody else to do anything. And we like to, you know, always do a powwow and stuff like that. But it would be nice to have a car show all. So that's when I got the idea of doing Tribal Wars. And basically it came with the Uckachucks and the Lumvees. Now we got another group that's coming in that they said they want to go. But now we also got cowboys in there too now, so don't think it's just all Indians.
Okay.
I mean, because I'll tell you right now, last year Tony Vines, he came down. He went out there, like I said. Dobbs, he didn't have the car. Sweet Potato said he's going to be there. He's running off at the mouth already. So
yeah,
I think them boys definitely want him. They've been dying for him again. They want to get him so bad it's ridiculous. But I'm saying right now, honestly, tell you the truth, with the back half going on, like we said, we didn't care. We're going to put the belt up at the back half there, too. And it's one of those things where everybody has a good time out there. I mean, it's really, really good. It's one of those things that you'd be surprised. A lot of pride involved in that, too.
Okay.
Like really
now,
show
now
up and,
just so everybody knows, this gentleman is the gentleman that helped redesign the way we're doing these back half shootouts. Joe's input was really important because he travels up and down the road and all across the country. And basically what he wanted to do was make it a level playing field so everybody could come race with their family. And he wanted to make sure because Big Sexy called us, and Joe told him, he said, you know, we can't put you in a field with guys that definitely ain't in the same league or caliber as Carr. He talked to Travis with the troublemaker, and he explained it to him. And that's where he came up with him and Larry said, well, we'll do an extreme side So now it gives the guys like Travis, Kenny, the Blue Magic, all those guys got a place to race too, where, you know, it's not a whole lot of them cars, the Waverly brothers, but I'm going to tell you what, when them boys pull in the ground now, it's about business. So, you know, we want them to be a part of the show as well. So that's what Joe said. Look,
and you like to see side-by-side racing. You know, I love to see a side-by-side racing. I mean, that day, you got to admit, it could have been anybody's race that day, for anybody. I mean, not all the fast car didn't win all the time, you know what I mean? And we knew, but it was one of those things that everybody was in the competitive sport. Now, I've seen, not to take nothing away from it, but Piedmont, they had Big Dog. Oh, it was great when everybody was around the same speed, but when they got, Todd Tutterell at the end, and he came in and he was blowing the competition away, now all of a sudden you start seeing people not even coming in. A lot of guys, I'm not going, he's going to be there again, it's too fast. So if you got a guy covered like 2/10 in the 8th mile, that's a lot. And, you know, you turn around, some of these guys, if they would put them in this class, you had them covered, some of them would be like 4/10. And I know for a fact, like Ronnie Bell's car is not that fast, but he's out there, he's enjoying himself and having fun. I mean, there are some cars out there that are stock suspension that can beat that car. But they're having a great time with it. And that's all the thing is about, is just have being competitive and saying, wow, you know. And don't get me wrong.
Is coming back? Coming back on Sunday?
Ronnie Bell will be there.
Who else?
I mean, we'll have Scoop.
Scoop's the winner of the belt because Ronnie Bell crossed the center line.
Mm-hmm. You got the 68 Camaro of Darren Harris. He'll be there. Believe it or not, he just put in the motor last night. So his practice run will be right there and then just go out. He kept breaking the spark plugs, you know, and, I mean, it was one of those things, but he got it back together. Then we have one other kid with John Green with a 68 Camaro. And it's a conventional head with two carburetors on it, but he said he going in there and try to have fun. He don't care about going inside there. He just want to be in there, be competitive. That's what it's all about. When he turn around and they can go out there and they enjoy themselves, and they had a chance to win, maybe put a whole shot on somebody or somebody breaks loose. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, it could have been anybody's race. Don't get me wrong. I watched the truck run that day. And honestly, tell you the truth, I thought the truck was going to take everything. Honestly, tell you the truth. I got to tell you right now, I didn't want to say anything, but when I saw the truck leave, I was like, wow, I was impressed. But that's how it is. Not always, you know, wherever the chips may fall. All I think I can do is say it was a Long Island or a Long Island final. Can't you say that, Mom? Say Long Island. Hey, don't you say you love Long Island? I got to get you a shirt.
Yeah, I do got to say I like Long Island. Because when they get back on Sunday, hey, just so you know, just because my main man Rick ain't there, you know I pulled a couple secret weapons out the backyard.
No problem. I like those weapons. We got some stud missiles. We can shoot them back.
Hey, Pete, you said
stud missiles?
The dead missiles.
That what you said, Marvin? He got dud missiles?
No, he got some stud missiles.
Oh, good. I like you said dud.
No,
Pete
stud.
Still on here?
Pete, that's Pete. You said this? I guess not.
Yeah, well, JC coming, so I'm going to stick JC. Since you got four, I'm going to stick him on the DC side this side since Rick ain't there. So, yeah.
You just trying to recruit, ain't you?
I got to do what I got to do. Calvin, you still there?
No, Calvin gone now. I think he heard my son, a little guy, was getting on the radio before he left.
I hope he's here.
I ain't going nowhere.
Calvin. Hey, Calvin.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, we got some important business to take care of now. You ducked us last time on the race with your car, so... We going to Fayetteville on the 27th to get this done, or August 3rd, the week after, we at Buzz Creek. So it'd be July 27th, August 3rd. So next couple weeks, we're going to get this situated because I'm going to have to loan Calvin a little something-something since you did so much talking. And don't give me that straight head and all this other stuff.
Long as you come with, like you said, straight head, I don't care. Calvin knows what I'm talking about. I'm coming with a regular straight head, regular little block. I don't know, care.
Hey, Joe, we got straight head on these trucks, right?
Yes.
23?
I said straight. I don't know about no 23, but that's how I've been always a straight. Oh, my son truck's a little 23.
Okay. I'm talking about the white truck, too, man.
Now, the farm truck, I don't know. No, I ain't never said. I said it was a straight head on there. The guy out of shoes is straight. I can't say that. I ain't no parts of that one.
You know what would be nice? Hey, Monster, Joe, can we get you inside of one of these trucks? I'd like to settle this with you. You know, it's like running the other guy with the truck and your son. That'd be fun, but it's nothing like me and you running in here. I want you get in one of them trucks.
Well, look,
yeah,
why
don't you drive a blue truck? Yeah, that's a good idea, Joe.
What?
You drive a blue truck on Sunday.
No, I'm putting little Joe on it. He already been talking about that for the longest. If you beat him, I'm jumping in the blue truck right after that.
Oh, okay. Calvin, doubling up.
I just trying to stress me out, Monster, but you know.
He ain't going to worry no more. After little Joe beat him, he going to bow down. You ever see a dog when he turn around and lose? And he get a little humble, the tail go between the legs and walk away? Calvin.
Sound like you weasel out, Joe. I mean, I asked you to get in one of them. Don't talk about what somebody else going to do to me.
I'm just letting you know first. I'm going to let the little guy. He ain't never had a money run. Matter of fact, the little guy ain't never drove his life until that day.
You know what, Joe? You haven't answered any one of my questions I'm going to ask you tonight. You just keep running around these questions. I mean, can you just give me a straight answer like you asked for a straight head on a car?
I'm gonna give you a straight answer. The little truck that your son got, they got mufflers on it, and it's a straight head, and it's a 23. Small Cabrio, little 700 Cabrio. Go look at the Cabrio, everything. You seen it? And it's
trapped up. We don't care about that. Are you gonna drive it or not?
I want my son to have his first little race. I already tamed one wolf. I need him to learn how to tame a wolf now. I'm going to see if I got it right.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. Look, if he don't tame you, then I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get in the truck, then I'm going to tame you.
All right.
Fair enough. If you beat him, I'm going to go right back, and I'm going to get you another run. I'm going to drive this.
There ain't no if to this, Joe. You might as well get in the truck from the start.
Look, we both on motor, right? We both do on motor.
Yeah, straight ahead, 23.
On motor,
yeah.
That's all. You know, hey, Monster, you know we got our side bet, right?
Yeah, hey, Joe, but the problem I got, the little blue truck is 3,000 pounds lighter. You cheating again.
I ain't no 3,000-pound light. I looked at Calvin's truck. You can't lean on Calvin's truck too much. It'll crumble. It's like a potato chip.
Man, that truck got 500 pounds of dirt underneath it. That's a farm truck, man.
You telling me that's the reason why the bumpers kept falling off? Yeah, that took out so much weight.
That truck got 500 pounds of dirt underneath there, man. I'm telling you, that's what's holding it together.
No. I saw that. I was like, whoa, man. And you know, you saw a real stock suspension with the white truck. And I showed him I had four-wheel drive in it. Didn't I, Calvin? Am I lying?
Yeah, you had on, man. And
just in case he got stuck, we going to pull him out.
And so. All right,
Joe, so we got a side bet?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah. And Calvin, you gonna bet my little guy?
Huh?
He gonna take it easy on you.
I'm asking for you to get in the truck, Joe. You keep avoiding. I mean, you're beating around the bush.
I won't
but
get
you know
into
what?
Calvin.
If I gotta spank your son first, then that's cool. I have no problem with that. I'm gonna take it easy on him. I really am, because I don't want to just end his career in one day. I don't want to turn the light out on him, and he don't want to race no more after Sunday. So what I'm gonna
you
do
know
is
what
keep,
you
keep
what
close
said,
on the other
go.
End. Okay. I'm going to keep close on the other end. Well, this pro had trouble last time.
Don't do that.
It won't be that this time. And you know what it's like to break, because you broke too now. Don't act like you didn't, Joe. Well, you said you broke now. That wasn't another excuse.
Oh, I'm going to send you the picture of that, boy. It was kind of bad. It's pretty bad.
Oh, we got photos? Well, I'm going to send you a picture of my broken transmission then.
I'm still sitting in the car. I just pulled it apart. It was great. If I had it back together, give me, like I said, on the 27th, I was waiting for, I thought we was going to run the Camaro right away, but y'all went in the brackets, but it is what it is. We'll do it again.
Hey, well, you know, that wasn't my vehicle. Actually,
so I understand.
It was in the club, so I can only do so much, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like to talk about things that I control. So I understand that things happened that day and it didn't get going on the way it should, but now
we're talking about
with these trucks, that's going to happen. I got the hold of that.
Well, you know what? You had the Camaro ready for Fayetteville. That's all. Or the other one on the third.
I can't promise you that. I mean, I can't promise you that.
Or the third. I'm going to be at either one, so it don't matter.
I'm not going to speak on that. I can't promise you nothing with that Camaro. It's not mine.
If you let me let him borrow a motor, Joe, he'll be okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey, Marshall, I got Donye on the line there for you.
What's up, Donye?
So what's going on, fellas? Y'all supposed to call me back. Y'all don't call me back, man.
Did you get the adapter?
You and Long Island over there, y'all getting the plan together for me, huh?
You're right. We don't
look, and you remember what I said, Donye, right?
What?
I said, I'm not asking you to take nothing off. You keep those balls on. You keep them on.
Wait, y'all go ahead and I think I might play with y'all right off the plate.
I can't say we're going to go off the trail. We got to make at least one pass. Then we do it. Now, if you was Wolfpack, I'd go off the trailer.
What?
If you was Wolfpack, I'd go off the trailer.
Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you miss that guy, please?
Hey, he know what I'm talking about, because I told him when I get to the track, I'll pull Phil right out the trailer, little Joe, little Joe off the trailer, and go right to Wolfpack. Nobody make a pass, let him go out there.
Hey, Martha, who were you saying that you had for Donye?
Huh?
Hey, I'm going to put y'all on mute for a second. There's a lot of noise in this car wash.
We got Joe and I working on a Camaro from up the road.
You know what? It's a 69 Camaro, conventional head, low deck, on juice, 10-inch tire. And he goes, he's going to want to try Donye. He's supposed to try Donye with the back tie. And that's it. And Donye come with a killer. He don't want to tell everything, but he come with a killer.
So, Donye, I know you said you had a lot of background noise, but if you're keeping your bars on, what size tire are you on?
I'm still on the 29.
Oh, you want to run your bars.
Yeah, I mean, you boys said I can keep them on, so I'm going to keep them on. I ain't going to take them off. I ain't going to go through the trouble.
You look the car, but give us the back car, we go with it, so.
No, just that, man. My wife just, see all that? Wipe that off, bro.
Hey, Donnie.
I'm in the car. I ain't got my truck washed in about 2 months. Terrible.
You
mess
with us, you ain't gonna have no money to go through the car wash.
Hey, this now, I'm paying for it this time. Next week, this time, y'all gonna be paying for it.
Yeah,
You can afford to go when we get done with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be able to get 2-3 cars washed messing around with y'all then.
hey, Long Island, Joe, what was the date of your racial fanville?
It's gonna be July 27th.
Oh, July 27th.
July 27th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it should be a real good one, man. It should be everything what we wanted to be. And we actually bringing the guy down to come down there and help us out with the track also. Prep the track to make sure everything right. We want to make sure working like I got to say Capital was working really good.
Are you talking about Mark Wessler?
Yeah, we got to do something. We're going to have to get these guys.
You know who Mark is, Rick? He the guy that used to prep VMP, and we brought him to Colonial Beach that real, real hot day, and he got it to where we were going down the track.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got you.
I just want to make sure we ain't got no problem whatsoever. Everybody can be right and have a good time.
I hear y'all can run. It ain't no curfew, so you can go.
No curfew. So if it's hot in the daytime, we can go ahead and race at night.
Okay. Hey, Donnie, what was that race you was talking about? The Grudge Wars or something you said?
He in the car was.
Hello? Yeah.
I thought I lost y'all for a minute.
No, what was that race you was asking me could I make it to if we didn't run this weekend? Some Grudge Wars or something?
Who is this?
You said, who is this?
Sure, you're ringing.
Yeah.
I was talking about the World Grudge Nationals in Rockingham.
And when is that?
That's July 5th and 6th. Fuck that, bro.
Everything is
July 5th and 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you? That's a little
way. World Grudge National. That's one you don't want to miss out.
I just hope, Donnie. I hope you have money left so you can go there. That's all I hope.
Hey, you know,
he may have recovered.
You supposed to call me back. What are they bringing the Camaro?
Look, I'm gonna try to call up one of the guys up right now. I'm gonna make sure you gonna lock him in.
Now you told me he got a short deck, one carburetor.
Conventional
hand mower.
Mm-hmm.
But he owns 33s with Willis bars, right?
Yep.
How much the car weigh?
I don't know.
No, hold on.
Is it an all steel car? It's steel.
It might be a paperweight.
No, it's steel car. Got glass window, roll up, two wheel. I don't know about no radio, but I know it got gas.
You take out all the glass in the window.
That's a little out of your target right there to ask how much the car weighs.
I don't know if it got radio, but I'll find out. I'm going to find out. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to make a phone call right now. Hold on, okay? I'm going to get him on right now.
And find out what they trying to run for.
Ain't nobody ask you how much you weigh.
What'd you say?
Ain't nobody ask you how much you weigh.
You say, am I the only one coming?
I said, no, ain't nobody asked you how much your car weighs.
I ain't asking for the spot either, though. You see what I'm saying? I ain't doing the big.
Hey, see, you the one that forgot what kind of money you got, so we got to do what we got to do.
No, I told you, I'm going to let you look and see. You can look until your heart content, man. And you ain't going to see nothing but a head. Carburetor, you know, intake, that's it. Couple nitrous solenoids, that's it.
Okay.
Feel to see on the inside of it.
He said a couple nitrous solenoids.
Did y'all ever get the feeling somebody lying to you, Rick?
Yeah, you heard him say a couple nitrous solenoids?
Yeah,
well, there's a couple of them. You know, a couple nitrous solenoids, a couple fuel solenoids. Yeah.
Hey, Donnie, you out of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Hey, man, we straight shooters around here.
Yeah, look, y'all got black Nisha over there, too. It ain't amnesia, black amnesia. You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you know what? You're about right. Because this man told me a long time ago he could get some parts for me. And I ain't got my damn parts. I'm riding on the road now to go down to Dallas. I'll pick up myself. Hold on, y'all.
Sorry.
Hey, man, you playing, man. I don't know why it took so long to get them pistons, man. I told you to call me back. I was gonna call Mikey for you.
Yeah, Monster, not yet. Y'all want to call?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
I got NOS 302 on the phone.
Uh oh.
My man.
What's up, Seth? What's up, big brother?
What's up, sweet cheeks? What's up, Monster?
I'm hanging, babe.
What's happening, man?
Hey, nothing, man. I'll get some heat. You know what I'm saying? Relax, you know. You know, you boys did me good in America. I'm finally starting to give me some eat out the restaurant right now.
Oh, Calvin said something slick, too, Steph. He said when the white truck and him go down and get ready to race again, if you ain't there, he going to call your phone and make the bet over the phone.
I bet he don't.
I'm telling you what he said. And Ma says the word on the back, so he can tell you.
Ma, hey, Ma, you said that, Monster?
You boom, boom, boom. You damn right he said it. You boom, boom, boom.
Hey, I swear for God, if I ain't there, I'm going to blow all y'all phones up all weekend to make sure I get my bet on.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Y'all sweet down there.
You got it.
Hey, who was that guy? Right. Who said?
Tell Calvin to take that truck and go get some watermelons and stuff, but that's all I think they're for.
Hey, man. That's not a racial joke, is
it? Huh?
Mom, is that somebody that Joe put on the line?
Yeah.
Who phone is that loud?
Who is that talking?
That dang on Steph. NOS 302, the original.
302.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Steph, you know what, man? You're a cool dude, but I thought you was a bit more talking on the phone.
Who's
the microphone, man? It's Tricky Ricky.
Oh, that's Tricky Ricky talking?
Huh?
What, that's Tricky Ricky talking right now?
Yeah.
What's up, Ricky?
Hey, man, I was saying I thought you was going to do more talking on the mic.
Man, they didn't give me a chance to talk on the mic, man. You know, they ain't talking on the mic for about 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
Monster
said you was talking too much, so he
didn't
want to let you have the mic.
Yeah, Monster was hogging the phone up, man.
Hogging
the mic up, man.
I know
we was on Monster's home turf at all, but you got to pass the mic over sometime, man.
You get anything you want when you come. You live in D.C. now, so you're good.
No, I don't live in no D.C.
I might as well
look down there. You know what I'm saying? I ran all the DC when I was down there.
Hey, we got a question for you.
Shoot.
Donye on the phone. And you guys got the Camaro up there. And he tried
right.
to get a little detail. So.
What's the detail? We're trying to get what?
All right, Donye. Joe, work your magic.
Where Donye at? Yeah, he talking?
Nah, I'm here. I had y'all on mute.
All right, there you go.
So we're gonna play Head Up?
Head up. Yo.
Hey, Joe Gray. When they talk like that, lose my number, man. Don't call me no more.
God.
I fell off the chair, bro. I was dead,
okay. Hey, you that's your Camaro, right?
Huh?
You got the convention here, Camaro, right?
Yeah, my boy. It ain't mine. My boy got it, yeah.
Short deck, one carburetor, right?
Yep.
Y'all got 33s on it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he wanna know if you got any skinnies on the front, too.
Nah,
you got
it
on the front?
You got the skinny wheels on the front.
I wanna know, is it all steel?
It got a cow, it got a hood and stuff like that on it, but it's not, it got steel doors and all that stuff on it.
How much the car weigh? I can't see it. I'm asking.
I can't recall, man. But it got windows in it. It got tilt steering wheel. Ain't no lightweight car. No.
It got what you say windows? It got factory windows in it.
It got factory glass in it. Some are like that, but some are factory. You know, some are factory. It ain't no lightweight car. It ain't not like them boys down south.
You got steel doors on it, steel front end?
Yeah, you got steel doors on it, yep.
And what y'all trying to do?
We might trade the back tire or something like that.
How much y'all trying to do it for?
Oh, a couple of dollars, $3,000, $5,000, something like that.
Wow, man, y'all trying to rob real good then, huh?
Well, I said, what you want to run for?
I like that head up.
No, I ain't saying how you want to run. I said what you want.
Now you want me to get you trying to rob me when I'm gambling with you.
You ain't gambling with me, man. Listen, if you got a
I tell you what. I tell you what.
Look,
this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do for you. We could run for that. We could do that. You got to come right off the trailer.
Come over there. You look on the trailer too.
No, I ain't coming out of the trailer. You got to come out of the
trailer. All right, man. Come on, man. Dianne must be in a bar tonight, man. He's drinking already, man. He's drunk.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
you trying to rob me, man.
Huh?
You trying to rob me. Where Chris go?
I'm trying to rob you.
Where Chris go? You trying to rob me.
I'm trying to listen. I'll tell you what, Dianne. I'll run any back half car y'all got up here. They got a short dick condition ahead. How about that?
Well, I mean, I ain't. Give me some change. You got some change? Point.
Huh?
Now, what you say now?
I said, if y'all got a short dick condition ahead, call up here. Bring it down here. Run ahead.
Hold on. Give me 5 minutes. Let me pull out this car wash. Hold on. Give me 5 minutes.
Of the car wash?
Yeah, he was getting his car washed.
Getting his car washed for what?
It's raining out there, but he getting his car washed.
Yeah.
Nah, it ain't raining here. it didn't stop raining.
I said, if you come down and give me the back side because it was raining down in Maryland, why do you have a rave?
Sound like somebody scared me.
Yeah, he in a car wash. I bet you can call his phone. He's dying out somebody else coming right now. See what he can bitch.
Sound like somebody's dead. Wait.
I can't say somebody's scared and y'all big.
Who scared? Listen, I got a short deck to mention ahead with a cash man. I got a regular motor there, man. I got something that come off the shelf.
Just see if he got the same thing, we gonna run. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you the same thing I told. I don't even know what's in there. They won't let me look, man.
Here they go.
Now you don't know what's in it.
Amnesia.
But now if you, I tell you what, I'm a gamble with you.
You don't know what it is. Okay, I tell you what.
Now listen to what I'm
gonna
say.
No. Hold on. You said you don't know what it is. You gonna run your head up. Afterwards, we pop our hood. If you don't look like us, then you ain't got what we got, right?
I might not have what y'all got anyway.
I know you ain't got.
You might have some shot heads. I might have CFB.
So what heads, man? Not some head? Old raggedy heads. I think they got 360, some old steam truck, man.
Hey, well, I just want y'all to know.
Hold on, man. Let me pull out this car wash so I don't tell my damn truck and trailer.
So he only on the show. I'm trying to pick up new parts since Kanye didn't want to be a helpful friend and get my pistol sooner. You know what I'm saying? So I could have been out kicking his ass this weekend, which I guess that's probably why he didn't get my pistol sooner. But I'm going to be looking some more.
All right, now here we go. Now if you got, listen, I'm a gamble with y'all. If y'all got a conventional head show block and an all steel Camaro,
except for the hood,
with one carburetor, nitrous car, y'all got the back tire, man. Y'all got the back tire today.
Okay, I guess you'll be seeing me on Sunday then.
Huh?
I guess you'll be seeing me on Sunday then.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Well, I said, I guess you'll see me on Sunday. I'm in a restaurant. That's why you probably can't hear me. I said, I guess you'll see me on Sunday then. You definitely coming down, right?
Man. I'm in the house. I'm definitely there.
Okay, you come on 29, right?
Yeah, I'm on 29.
Okay.
You're gonna be on 33.
Going on 29.
All steel Camaro. Conventional head short cut. One carburetor.
Right.
All steel.
Yeah, all steel.
Y'all got the back tire.
I told you the hood and the truck might be fiberglass though. There ain't no fiberglass doors and stuff like that on the top, no.
Okay. Y'all got the back tie.
Okay. I'll call Mom tomorrow, and I'm going to call you, and I'll be looking on the phone tomorrow and talk about it among each other.
So you don't even know if y'all coming or not, huh?
No. We definitely not coming. We're going to do the race. I'm just going to talk to my boys to make sure, you know, get everything finalized. That's all.
Hold on.
You did your break?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try to get people back on the phone.
Hey, can we lock up something? Can we lock in? Let's just say we're going to run for 3 on 1500 about it.
Oh, what?
3 on 1500 is better.
Man, I don't run my tow vehicle $1,500.
We can lock in 5 on 2 or better.
Man, we want at least 3 and better. At least 3 and better, man.
I tell you what, man. We can run for 5 if you want to run head up, man.
The hell no, I'm not running head up.
Now, I told you, if you want me to gamble with you, I'm going to gamble with you. I'm locking in a car. I don't even see. They told me you've been on YouTube, man, starting to stop and hitting pause and play, trying to see how fast
what?
I go, man.
They told me you've
been on YouTube hitting pause and play.
Man, listen, man, I don't need a pause and play for you. Listen, I'm gonna call my man if he wants to run for that. If he wants to run for two and better.
Hey, man, tell him I said, listen, y'all keep the 33s on and the wind bars. I'm going to take the bars off and be on 29s and run y'all head up.
That's why you've been running anyway. You ain't doing nothing special.
No, I haven't been running like that.
Man, listen, man, you just ran with 29s on the car, man.
I thought you didn't see me.
No, I said I ain't pausing and playing. I said your car on video.
Oh,
I ain't pausing
okay,
and playing.
So I knew you was pausing and playing.
Well, I was just... That's, I ain't got it. That thing's so damn slow, I ain't got
to pause
in
the play.
I just watch the video.
Hey, you ain't seen my cover one time with no
willy
bars on.
Listen, all I do is watch the video, and I get a real good guesstimate.
Well, you ain't seen it but one time like that. But I got them on now.
It ain't going to matter. You can be back on my video. We're going to look at the video. We ain't going to be able to see the willy bars anyhow.
You're gonna be in front for about a good half a second.
That's all we need. That's a half a second, so that's good.
And that's gonna be right there in the first 60.
Shit.
After that it's over, you might as well shut off.
Listen, I'm gonna call my man right quick and see one of that 2 and better.
Yeah, hurry up, man. Don't mess around and let me move first. You getting nervous.
All right, what about you moving first?
Uh-huh.
Only way you're going to move first is if you red light.
Hey, they say pressure bust pipes, man.
Ain't no pressure, Mars. Let me call my
man. I'm known to put a lot of pressure on people now.
Nah, listen, I'm not worried about you.
You worry. If you bad, then you worry.
Yeah, I got what you got. If I
you
what
don't
you
know
got,
what
I
got. I
wouldn't care what you...
You
ain't
but
got no sugar to
put
your head.
But you don't know
you
what I got.
Say you got a sugar
right?
to put your head in and all your ass I go.
If I had that, I wouldn't tell you I had that because I ain't taking the hood off.
Well, all right, though. Hush up then.
So you ain't going to know what I got.
Next time you talk, raise your hand, all right?
Yeah, I know. I know. You hurry up and call your buddy and see what he want to do, man.
All right.
See.
When you coming out in here? Friday or Saturday?
Man, I thought you boys wanted to race, man.
I'm just wondering when you coming. Oh, they gonna race now. I can tell you that.
They
right
gonna
now.
Race.
They gonna race.
They trying to rob me.
I ain't betting, but I know they gonna race.
Hey, they trying to rob me, man.
Listen, I ain't got nothing
hey,
to do that. Like,
hey,
know,
listen. I bet you if somebody gave me the break, I'd bet $10,000 too.
Oh, if you gave them the break, they definitely would go out the window right now. I'm going to tell you that right
nah,
now.
I know they will. I know they will. Somebody
gave
me a bad time, I'll go off. Now, that's the difference. If you want me to gamble, I'm going to gamble with them.
Yeah.
You're our friend, man. We wouldn't sucker you. I mean, we wouldn't psych you.
I know.
You know what races I said I'm betting on? The trucks. That's what I want. That's what I'm betting on.
That's the only race you're betting on?
I got two trucks I'm betting on.
Hey, you going to bet on the home team.
And look, those that's my home team right there. Those two trucks for sure.
Hey, the DMV, that's all together.
Huh?
That's going to be all together.
You'll see. Watch. You can see him right by me when I go over there and go snatch it out of Monster's hand.
Come up. I'm gonna come up there with two cars and put the whole town on lockdown. Y'all go ahead and have Hitch and y'all leave.
No, anyway, don't even do that because they got another boy waiting in the bushes right now waiting for you. If you bring something,
bring him on. Bring him on. If he's talking right, he can get it too.
Don't say that.
Don't get too excited, Darnell.
Wolf.
Hey, if he's talking right, he can get it too.
What?
I know
who
you're talking about.
Are you sure?
If he's talking right, he can get it too. You talking about my man with the car called the clown car, man.
Yeah, that would be careful. Don't say too much. Be careful.
Uh-huh.
You might be listening. You know
that's
what you're talking about, right?
I know he got a fast car. I ain't scared. I try anything once. So you can't do nothing but knock me upside my head, then I go sit my ass in the corner then. Man, I know when to quit. Well, I say I'm gonna have me a good old time.
I know, man. We're excited
wait.
That you're coming to DC, man. I'm serious. We the DMV. We look forward to you coming, man.
Yeah, I ain't never been up there. No, he said he couldn't make it. He said he can't make
coming,
it.
Who coming with you, by yourself?
Yeah, I'm coming from, yeah, and then I got my guy coming from up that way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be two cars. We're going to have two cars there.
Up this way? What you doing? You got people spying on us?
Oh, no. Hey, this is a buddy of mine, you know. We're gonna bring a Camaro.
Okay.
Anything on 29 Nitrous Car, no Willie Bar, they got action.
All right. Believe me, they got plenty of stuff pulling in the parking lot, so you get a chance to ride around and pick your poison, color boy.
I know. I've been looking at some of the videos, and there's a lot of cars there. Now, I ain't seen many races now, but I see a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them boys ain't going to be scared out of
it. Huh?
Most of them boys ain't going to be scared out of it.
Nah, that's the whole plan. We plan on making sure you donate to the cause. You hear me?
Well, I'm trying. Goddamn, where my keys at? I'm trying.
See? Yeah. I don't want your wife mad at us. Somehow you can't come back to D.C., all right?
Well, we cutting out of here tomorrow.
How long
is the trip?
14 hours, ain't it? Is it 12 or 14 with a trip?
Yeah, about 12. We gonna get there early, get some breakfast, get some rest.
You excited?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Right.
If my boys can leave tonight, I'll be ready. I'll be headed out that way.
Hmm. You know what's funny, Danielle?
What's that?
You look at all of us as kids when we used to go to the track, and we look through the fence, and we say, "Man, one day I want to do that." You know?
Hmm.
And now, now you look what God has done, man. All of us are on the phone talking about racing one another, and people come to watch us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
how
the dream,
I was that kid. I know. I've been around this since I was 6, 7 years old, man. I was that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, when I was a kid, I used to look up the big drag. From up this way, I used to look up the drag. Drag had all the fast cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he was back way back in the '80s. He was flying. We thought he was running some tools.
Mm-hmm.
No, he might have had a low 10-second car, something like that, or high nine. He's back then. He was flying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now look at you.
I told him that, man. I told him that one day. I said, you know what, man? I told him, I said, I wanted my name to be, I couldn't remember what it was, but I knew it had to have drag in it. The little drag or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, well, Joe said you're going to be looking at the Willie Ball, so that's a fitting name for your ass.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at him when I walk around the car.
Look, they did that. That car is all steel. They did text it to me.
Okay, that's good.
The only thing is the fiberglass, the hood, and the trunk lid. That's it. Nothing else. Everything else all steel.
Okay. Well, like I said, they got the back tire.
Mm-hmm.
They got the back tire. But I ain't gonna jump out the window. First of all, I'm going with a car I ain't never even seen, and I'm gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we want you at least to be able to make it back home.
Yeah. And now.
You said you want a lot of car washes, so let me say.
Yeah, when I come back, y'all going to be paid for a whole lot of car washes when I come back.
We heard you asking your wife for $20. We know that's some bullshit.
Hey. That's how I got to spend her, too. Hey, listen. The kids been eating bologna sandwiches for the last 2 months while I've been trying to get this car to go. We all on a diet around here.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, ask him if he got them adapters. Go ahead, ask him.
Yeah, I got them.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I found them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I had to go in there and I had to look. I had to
Y'all got on me so bad the other day, I had to have my man put on another nitrous kit. It scared me a little bit.
Hey, Rick, you still on the phone, Rick?
Man, I hate that my man Rick ain't going to have his car together.
Hello.
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 Sound like we're the only ones on here.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. They I don't know. They trying to run for 3,000. That's what they want. They want to know if they lock in 513. That's what they're trying to get.
That's what you said, lock in. So if I don't lock in 513, he ain't bringing the car, huh?
I don't know about that. But I guess it's fine. It's about seven of them that coming with them, so.
Well, he ain't trying to race. Come to gamble with me. Tell him I'm going to lock him in. This is what I'm going to do for him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lock him in 5-on-2 or better. Mm-hmm. Now, head up. Now, if I win, he got the black tie for 5,000.
You can see he ain't that up. They'll never do that, bro. They ain't going to run.
Huh?
I already know when the last time the guy had a heart attack when I said something like that.
Now, look, he ain't even got to pay me. All the money going to go right back up. I'm just going to add to it to whatever they want to bet.
Yeah.
Now, you can't beat that one.
Yeah, you can.
Well, so I got to go. I got to be up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
But in the morning.
What I do is I give y'all a call in the morning, make sure.
All right,
yeah, I'm off tomorrow, so.
Okay.
All right. Where is it tomorrow?
Okay.
All right, bro. Be safe.
Okay. Bye-bye.